Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
And we are back in the saddle once again. I hope you're having a great day out there. Today, we are going to have a very special episode of this podcast where
we're going to talk about abortion?
No.
Well, no.
Maybe a little.
God, how has that always happened?
Alex Jones is a man who's singularly obsessed with race, abortion, and
that's right.
All sorts of other conservative issues, even though he claims to not be conservative.
He believes in energy. That's very conservative.
All right. Remember,
we haven't even started the fucking show yet.
Last episode, you spoke prophecy. And you just did again.
I,
because this episode is going to deal a lot with energy.
It frightens me how right I am becoming. Like, the more we do this, the more I can plan Alex Jones's moves way ahead.
You're starting to war games.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, also, by the way,
I'm deep blue to his Kasparov.
On Friday's show, he actually had a guest on. He's like, let's war games this.
No!
Yeah. I think he's listening.
Is he listening to us?
I think he is.
God, I hope he is.
I gotta check the statistics, see if we have any downloads from Occupied Texas. So
that's actually what his IP address says too. It's not like Austin. It is Occupied Texas. He's got a private server.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That digital Dropbox also.
Digital Dropbox.
So if you're
where
just joining us.
Dirty dozy.
For the first time, if you're joining us, this is a show where I listen to way too much InfoWars and Alex Jones in particular. And my friend Jordan over here does not.
I have no fucking clue what he's on about, and we're getting to the bottom of it.
Yep, and so we're going to explore a day in the life of Alex, and today the episode that we're going to cover is not the InfoWars. What? So for the longest time, Joe Rogan has been trying to get Alex Jones on his podcast, but he can't because Alex lives in Austin in Occupied Texas.
Right.
And Joe likes to have people in studio, doesn't like to do Skype calls.
Right.
So finally they were able to make it work, and lo and behold, it was for episode 9/11. Of course.
Of course.
So Joe brings in Alex. They have a little bull session, and joining them along for the ride is a young man by the name of Eddie Bravo.
Eddie Bravo.
Who is a martial arts instructor and all around, with all due respect, total idiot.
All right.
He could beat my ass like a rented mule. I have no doubt about that. But
I'm not saying that all martial arts instructors are idiots.
No.
But I'm also saying that all idiots are martial arts instructors. I believe that's how that works, right?
I think that syllogism works.
I think that makes perfect sense.
So Eddie, it's not fair. He's not a total idiot, but he believes in a lot of stuff that's like, come on, man. Even for conspiracy theory stuff. Like, he really believes in chemtrails.
We've been listening to Alex Jones, and this guy to you is the first time you're like, come on, man.
Well, I have a special relationship with Alex.
That's true.
We're connected on a soul level.
Right. Our
energies.
Yes. Yeah. You guys are very much like, the M. Night Shyamalan movie where you're Bruce Willis and he is Samuel L. Jackson.
I wonder if he felt something weird the day I was born. If there was like a premonition, he was like, something wicked this way comes.
It was just like that old gypsy woman said that he would be taken down
by a cross-eyed dickhole in Chicago. So
that's a very oddly specific old gypsy woman prophecy
right there. Yeah, she had a mouth on her.
Yeah.
So
sweet cakes.
Oh, boy. Eddie believes in like chemtrails. He's super into that.
Okay.
He's an anti-vaxxer. And also apparently doesn't believe in dinosaurs. But be that as it may, he's not, maybe not a total idiot, but has a lot of total idiot beliefs.
He doesn't believe in dinosaurs. That's where,
I don't know that any conversation
should stop in determining somebody's idiocy.
I haven't studied Eddie Bravo, so I don't know if that's for sure, but they bring it up a couple times on the episode.
But
so.
You have studied dinosaurs.
Touch and go, yeah. A little bit.
But you had that like, six-year-old boy phase of liking dinosaurs.
Loved
it. Right?
Yeah, Jurassic Park came out when I was like 10.
Stegosaurus? Fuck yeah.
Love it.
Brachiosaur? That's real. Brontosaurus? Not real.
Here's something
that fake news!
I overheard a conversation at work the other day, and this guy was like, I'm not sure if I believe in dinosaurs.
If that was a non sequitur, that's the best thing to hear. And if I was just riding on the train and some dude just woke up like the Manchurian candidate, just like,
what?
I don't believe in dinosaurs. That'd be the best part of my day forever.
It would be wonderful. But I know that a lot of people who don't believe in dinosaurs believe that like Jews buried the bones. And stuff like that. You know that like a lot of the anti-dinosaur stuff
is anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
How? Is there nothing that isn't pinned on the Jews?
Nope. Literally everything.
Literally everything?
Yep.
Man.
Yep. The media, banking.
Right.
George Soros. Yeah,
white supremacy. That.
White
that
supremacy
too.
Is Jews'
yeah.
fault.
That is.
Yeah. Why do they have to make us like this?
I don't know.
It's so fucking nuts.
It is. Oh, man. If only they hadn't killed Christ.
So the show starts out on a bit of a boring note because Alex, you know, he wants to make his presence felt. And so they start the show off. And the first clip I'm going to play is what I would call the first lie. First lie and exaggeration, and it's about
that is the new segment of our show, right?
First lie
of the day, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna go to the first lie.
And this one is about Alex Jones's sort of political leanings.
Eddie was bringing up this fact for your audience up front. A lot of MSM lies and says I'm this big right wing guy, but you guys know that I was really against George W. Bush and all
the
wars.
Yeah, you were yeah. arrested early on in the Bush administration. I remember when we first became friends in 1999, we were running around the White House or the state capitol lawn
Texas.
with George Bush Jr. and Senior masks on, and you were always against
sure,
the Bush administration.
Sure, but that's why I supported Trump. Is the entire power structure, the media, the Vatican, the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, all put money in and said stop him, stop him, and then lied that the Russians were giving him money with no proof. And so the issue is he's simply trying to actually be president and not have special interest in there running him. And that's why the whole power structure is against Trump. So Eddie was asking before he went live. Well, how is it your...
What's up?
You said we were going to do the first lie. I believe we're on lies 1 through 44 right now, correct?
Such as?
One, does he think the Vatican, the communist Chinese, and Saudi Arabia are all working together against him?
Absolutely.
Or does he think they're individual actors, all of them coming to the same conclusion that there is no greater threat
than Trump?
Than Alex Jones.
And Trump.
And Trump.
The two of them, they form like Voltron.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what he would say is that they're not necessarily working in concert, but it's an enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing.
All right, I can buy that.
For a dollar. Not more. All right, back to the clip.
Yes.
This outside guy against the establishment, but now you're for it. No, Trump's trying to create a beachhead, just to explain it, to try to take the country back and actually devolve power back to the states and back to the people. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but notice the stock market went up $1.2 trillion.
Not how that works.
Just in the last month or so, because a lot of institutional investors and others understand with Trump, he's trying to create real prosperity, not a bunch of social engineering. And I'm not here to pitch Trump to people. The issue is that there were major intelligence agencies and patriots in the government who were sick of what was happening and were sick of Hillary and Obama backing jihadist groups and other things. And so they're rolling those groups up right now. They really are standing up against them. And this is a historic moment. And so there's been a counter coup through the electoral process in our country.
What's up? Where did he lose you?
It is amazing how breathless he is on somebody else's show.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a nonstop barrage of nonsense.
Does he think
that prosperity can't be the same as social engineering? Is that like a...
No, of course.
Is that an unequal sign where it's like he wants real prosperity, not social engineering? And I don't know how it is those things are related to each other.
They're not really, but they are in his head, because what he believes is social engineering is trying to keep us poor, trying to keep us weak. The social engineers aren't doing things for our advantage. They want to dumb us down. They want to make us pay too much in taxes. All this stuff. That's the social engineering he's talking about.
But why and how and again, why? And super more why?
Well, because...
How many whys can be applied to one sentiment?
So far, you have three on this one.
Okay, so, no, I believe a super wide counts as four on its own.
Oh, I apologize.
Okay.
I was using metric.
Social engineering, right?
Yes.
So you're one of these social engineers.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I just got a promotion.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Let's go through this. All right.
You're poor now.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. I'm poor now. How does that benefit you?
Because I'm not you, I guess.
That's... Pretty much.
But again, if it's a zero
airtight.
If
that's
it's a zero
an airtight
sum
case.
Game, then your loss is my gain.
But so to some extent. I mean, isn't the whole like okay? Why have we haven't gotten through clip number one and I'm already angry? Nope. Keep playing
and
it.
We
keep
got
playing
a,
it.
We got a lot
we got a long
through.
Way to go. I'm gonna let this go.
All right.
And that's what WikiLeaks was. That wasn't the Russians. That was no! U.S. intelligence agencies. I said 2 months ago. That Anthony Weiner in New York, you know, Uma Abedin's husband, the former congressman, that was working for Hillary. I said that he's under investigation for child porn. Okay. And then now it came out yesterday that they're looking at indicting him for child porn. Well, I had that from the NYPD.
That came out yesterday?
Yes.
Wow. What did he do? He had something on his computer?
Well, now they won't tell us, but I was told that tied into that whole Pizzagate thing.
No!
Yep. So this is the direction it goes. This is where we're going. This idea that he predicted or he had sources that told him Anthony Weiner was going to get arrested for child porn, that's like him saying he predicted 9/11. Because it's like everyone knew something was coming.
Well,
like,
no, they've been investigating him for child porn ever since they found, like, that whole, like, we looked on Huma's computer.
Yeah, even before
and that's where
that.
We got new emails.
Yeah.
The reason they were looking on her computer was to find out if he had pictures of that underage girl.
That he was definitely
that he was
texting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So if that's what the child porn is.
That's what the article
says. Just because she's 16 and not 11 doesn't make it not child porn. Like it's, if you're 17 and a half, it's still child porn.
Yeah. Well,
that's how child porn
works.
It's
super weird to me, and I'm not saying that this law is bad, but I think it's a little bit weird because the
I'm
age of
fairly
consent,
certain you're about to support child pornography.
I'm not.
I don't know what have this prophecy.
I'm not. It's
you're
just,
a child pornographer.
Oh no.
Pizzagate.
Fake news. it is weird to me. I mean, I'm glad that the age of like what's legal is 18. That's fine. But it is weird to me that there are different ages of consent in different states, and that law doesn't change. Federally, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that is a
you
super
can bang
weird
a 16-year-old in some states, but you can't take pictures of them. That's bizarre to me. I'm not saying we should change it, but it's bizarre.
I don't think there's any part of any of those laws that isn't bizarre at any given point in human history.
There's no doubt.
Like, you know, human beings are fucked up.
Yeah, especially Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, especially God, he was so good for so long.
He appeared to be.
Well, no.
But also.
No, he did good things.
Sure.
The problem is he also is a horrible fucking philanderer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think he's a bad guy because he fucked around on his wife.
No.
Who doesn't?
No.
I don't know if that's...
It's the other stuff.
Yeah, it's all that other child porn stuff that really bums me out.
Yeah, that's...
But
that's
during his time in government, he was kicking ass for good people.
It did seem that way.
He was doing good.
But, unfortunately... We now end up in the murky waters of something I hoped we'd never have to talk about. It's Pizzagate time, baby.
No!
The first 40 minutes of the show.
Double no!
They talk about Pizzagate, and it's so fucked up. Cause here's why.
Okay.
What they are wrestling with, Joe Rogan,
okay.
Alex Jones, and Eddie Bravo are all struggling with the fact that pedophilia exists.
Wait, do you, like, in an existential sense or in, like, a, is this reality sense?
They're sort of baffled by it, and because they're baffled, they have to be like, now everyone out there listening, this is real. And it's
wait.
Like, of course, we know.
Do they think they discovered pedophilia?
No, but they think that no one else believes it's real. And, or whatever. Everyone else whitewashes it.
Real, I think that's the number one fear for literally every parent on the planet right
sure,
now.
Sure, and
right?
They're both parents, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's fine. But
so I don't think anybody doesn't know about pedophilia.
What they don't do a good job of at all is tracking from point A to point B, where point A is that pedophiles exist, and some of them have been high-powered in the past.
Yeah.
That does not lead necessarily to there is a ring of pedophiles running the Democratic Party and all of our establishment.
All right. Now,
Alex Jones's worldview is contingently based on pedophile blackmail keeping people in line.
He does have an underlying narrative of everybody's a pedophile.
No,
and the only way.
No.
Hey, whoa.
Not
necessarily. You're getting very aggressive.
No, because I don't want you to paint him in a light that's not representative of what he says.
Okay.
What he has said is that pedophilia is used as blackmail so people in power don't get out of line. He has in the past multiple times said that in order to become powerful, you have to like fuck a kid in front of the elites. So then they know that you have no morals and that you can be trusted. And if you get out of line, they've got that on you. He said that before on the show. Yeah.
So let's say I
run for governor.
I'm running for governor of, let's not even call it a good state. Let's call it Rhode Island.
Let's make it Senate just because
we get
into weird things.
We need to get into national.
Houses.
We need to get into national politics. All right. I am running for senator of the great state of New Hampshire, which has a population of nobody knows. So could be a million, could be 10 million. Who knows?
I have no idea.
Could be all the people. Maybe most of the country lives in New Hampshire. Nobody knows. They're brilliant about
that. Most people can't tell the difference between it and Vermont.
Yeah. It's the one that goes down while the other one goes up.
Vermont
makes
a V.
Yeah. It's the stalactite versus the stalagmite. That's how I remember.
It's not going to help.
Nope. That makes perfect sense. So I'm running for Senate and I'm on the cusp of, let's say, getting 40% of the vote, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the only way I can get over that last hump is if the elites, all of them, a subsection,
all of them,
the pedophile section,
the
pedophile control bureau, mm-hmm. I believe is what they're called, the PCB.
Yeah. One of their representatives comes over like Slugworth in Willy Wonka. Except instead of an everlasting gobstopper, it's
like
a kid.
Hey, you wanna?
He pulls out his trench coat and there's a kid inside the trench coat. I mean, like, I don't want to make light of this because it is a horrible thing that does exist. But I believe, quite sincerely, that what Alex Jones does also makes light of the real problem that exists in the world.
Because
he's using it for political gain and political points, as opposed to treating it as a real issue.
Yeah, but not least of which, if you are boy who cried wolfing all the time, then that diminishes the effect of actual people who are pedophiles.
Yeah. So anyway, let's hear a little bit of nonsense here about Pizzagate and one of the WikiLeaks emails that Alex pretty much lies about.
Mm.
That tied into that whole Pizzagate thing. Which, again, the media misrepresented what we said and did. It came out in all those WikiLeaks, all these weird codes, okay?
Like, there was a bunch of weird codes about pizza and about a piece of pizza.
President Obama wants $5,000 in hot dogs delivered. And they're like, are these really good hot dogs? The hot dogs weren't as good last time. Well, these are succulent hot dogs. Okay, so that's not about kids. That's
how retarded do you have to be?
Well, what is that about?
It's male prostitutes. I mean, that's what the code means.
Really?
Yeah, okay, yes.
How do they get male prostitutes to keep their fucking mouth shut?
Well, because, you know, bad things happen if you don't.
Federal child porn charges possible for Anthony Weiner.
But I'm on record months ago saying that that's the case because I had those sources. And so the government, good elements of the government know what's really going on. So the media then misrepresented and said, oh, look at 4chan. They're talking about a thing called Pizzagate and some pizza place in D.C. And the media looks at it and says, oh, Alex Jones is claiming all this bad stuff's happening at this pizza place. I'm like, what is this?
What's up? Are you confused?
4chan?
You know about 4chan?
I know about 4chan.
Yeah. A lot of investigators, air quotes here.
Have they ever? Okay.
What? What's your question?
Do they know about 4chan? I know he said the words 4chan.
Do you mean Alex?
Yeah. He knows it exists, right?
He's heard of it.
He's heard of it.
He hasn't gone there. Otherwise.
He doesn't know what 4chan is, right?
It's, in my experience, it's mostly people posting, like pictures. Just pornographic pictures and then trying to bully people into killing themselves.
Yeah.
That's a large part of what it is. And
yeah.
There are separate boards that, that discuss anime and paranormal shit.
And anime paranormal
and
shit.
And bodybuilding.
And all of it eventually gets down into an anime girl getting fucked by a
tentacle monster.
Yeah. I like how we said that at the same time.
We know
both. It's very
know.
Cute. Yeah.
We've
all been there.
Fucking site. But yet there are
the abyss does look back. I don't know if you knew that when you look in the abyss.
I'm learning.
It looks back.
But the thing is that a lot of the stuff about the codes that were used in the emails, a lot of that comes from quote unquote researchers on 4chan and Reddit and now Vote, VOAT, that website.
VOAT?
Yeah, it's Reddit had too much censorship, so a lot of people ran over to this new Reddit. It's just like a Reddit clone. But God. They get to talk about, like, there was a whole subreddit dedicated to Pizzagate, and then they started doxing people. And so they were like, you're banned. We gotta close this thing down.
Like Heroes, they started doxing people.
You mean the TV show Heroes?
Yeah.
What?
They started doxing, the TV show Heroes.
Okay. Oh.
Everybody knew that it went down after the second season, or the first season, and there we go.
I actually disagree. I think the second season had a lot of legs.
All right. I never watched it.
Very alone on this opinion.
I don't know. I know it's a reference that one season was good and one was bad. I have no,
that's the cowardly,
I have no further knowledge.
Globalist safe argument.
That's a good point. Well, I am a pedophile, so there is that.
the thing is that, like, a lot of the codes were found to be just completely made up. A lot of it wasn't based on any real slang that existed
what
in the world.
What are the status of those hot dogs, though?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, that was an email, but it was a guy was writing that last year Obama ordered like pizza and hot dogs from Chicago to be flown in. It was $65,000 worth for a big event.
Right.
Now, sure, it could have been fucking gay prostitutes to suck off. That's possible. But
yeah,
you know what
but
another
it
possibility
also
is?
Seems like if you're going to order that from Chicago, it would actually be pizza and hot dogs,
he's
right?
He's from Chicago. We are really weird about pizza and hot
and
dogs.
And hot dogs.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah. That's and kind of our thing.
Deep dish pizza is something that people, you know, touristy especially people,
yeah,
are obsessed,
yeah,
with.
Nobody who lives here eats
and
deep
we
dish
have a way of
here
making hot dogs that is absurd and no one else does.
Yeah.
The
yeah
Chicago dog.
Oh, are you
is
saying that he might be ordering those two things from his city that are most well known about his city?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It could be. It's not like we're Paris and he's ordering fucking flan. I don't know what flan is. Are we going
to
go with
Mexico
flan? Let's go with flan.
Okay.
Flan? Who cares? If it's flan, let's go with flan.
So that is one of the emails that I think gets really probably unfairly misrepresented. And maybe, I mean,
let's not even go with unfairly misrepresented. Let's just call it flat out bullshit.
I'm trying to give it as much leeway as possible in case there's something I don't understand or whatever. I've looked into it and I got nothing.
If you're going to order a local bullshit food, you're going to order pizza and hot dogs from Chicago, right?
If you're from Chicago.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, it's not like we're getting kebabs from Chicago. Nobody's saying how great kebabs in Chicago are.
If I saw, like, a senator from Maine or something like that ordering, like, $65,000 of crabs, I'd be like, yeah, that's probably crab.
Right.
It's not dirty pussy.
But
it's like, you know,
but if you saw him ordering $65,000 worth of pizza and hot dogs from Maine, those are prostitutes. Those are totally prostitutes.
Still wouldn't be suspicious at
all.
No,
totally prostitutes.
Anyway, this clip has a little left in it.
I don't even know if Maine has ever seen a pizza.
Well, there's that New Haven-style pizza that you seem to love.
Okay. So they divert some probably innocent pizza place to distract off of all the emails that the New York police have and the FBI have that's just this monstrous reported pedophile network. So to discredit that, they go create a fake story hoping we jump on it to then divert over to that story. And then once we're on that, it diverts everybody off from Anthony Weiner.
What?
There are a couple moments where
Joe Rogan speaking for all of us.
Joe responds really well to a couple things, but overall I've got to give him a grade of like C-,
yeah,
in terms of him actually calling Alex out on like, oh, that's just not true, or, ooh, I don't know about this.
Yeah, but I don't think that, I mean, a lot of the times, in terms of what we're experienced with Alex Jones, I give Joe way more leeway.
He's too busy.
He
can't know everything.
It's not just that. It's that in this particular instance, Joe does not have that job.
No.
He is a pure,
he's
this
a
is
friend.
Pure entertainment, and this is all like, he got Alex on there clearly to just be like, look at what this crazy shit he's gonna say. You know, this is gonna be entertaining.
Yeah, it's for episode 9/11. It's
yeah
a goof.
He is perhaps the only person in our field of vision on the Alex Jones situation who by no means purports himself to be a journalist.
No, that's true.
No. Joe Rogan has never once said, you should listen to me because I tell only the truth.
I still...
Or maybe he has. I'm assuming he has. He seems crazy enough to say that.
No, I don't think he would ever say that. Okay. Rogan, no.
Okay, good.
He would say that he's curious and he likes learning things,
which is
a good approach.
True. Yeah.
I will say that after listening to this like three times,
God, we all weep for you.
Yeah. I don't hate Rogan. I didn't lose a ton of respect for him, but I think what he did was bad. I think having Alex Jones on a platform like that on his show really can only serve to humanize him. And really only serve to normalize him.
So you're saying you're taking the Trump on Jimmy Fallon show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think that's a positive thing to do, because you get this guy on and you're like, hey, he's just a normal guy. He's fun. Yeah. I love this guy.
You know what?
Everybody who likes Rogan is going to be like, oh, Alex Jones is totally cool.
Yeah. No, I came from that point of view in this particular situation where, you know, I was like, well, it's not his job. And then you pointed out the Jimmy Fallon thing and I'm like, yeah, you're 100% right.
And then taking another
step. Fuck Joe Rogan.
No, I'm not saying that. But also taking another piece of it.
I heard he's a pedophile.
Come on, man. Don't do that. Don't throw bullshit around.
I'm sorry.
But like, there's a lot of people who I think probably would respond to what I'm doing with, why do you care? And I care because Alex Jones is incredibly relevant. Like,
yeah.
He's huge and everyone's ignoring him because he's a joke.
Obscenely relevant.
Because he's a joke.
Because
everyone's like, haha, look at this asshole.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's funny, but he's dangerous.
We thought Steve Bannon was a fucking joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now he's the guy running the country.
Yeah.
He's on the National Security Council. He's a white supremacist.
So, yeah. But Alex, like, to the point that Joe Rogan has a huge audience.
Right.
He set records. With his appearance. Like,
really?
There was like 65,000 plus people who were streaming it live. And now, a day after, we're recording this a day after that episode came out, it's been watched over like 1.5 million times on YouTube.
No!
Yeah, so I mean, it is something, and some of those people are looking for a sideshow. I understand that. But
yeah,
there's enough of them that aren't,
that
it's scary as shit.
It is a freak show. There is that. You are bringing Alex Jones on because you're like, look at our weirdo!
Yeah. But enough of this discussion of why things matter.
All right.
Let's get to
the fucking clips.
Get back to Pizzagate, Joe being, this is one of the instances where Joe Rogan is actually pretty dumb.
Okay.
For a lot of people that go, what the fuck is Pizzagate? There was this Ben Swan guy who did this, recent piece about it, and a lot of people got very angry. Did you see the piece?
Yes.
Did you see the piece that he did?
Do you know what he's talking about here? Okay, so this local news guy, Ben Swan, did a story about Pizzagate. And it was like about just, you know, the broad strokes of it. And it was like a TV piece, about what people had found on Reddit and stuff like that.
Okay.
And people.
It's like a primer.
Yeah. And I have a lot of complaints about it, but I'll get to them after this clip is finished.
All right.
Seemed to me to be pretty measured. And he was making some connections to between that symbol for child pedophilia.
Yes.
And, or just pedophilia, right? And,
the logo.
The logo for the pizza place. He also did he make the Hastert connection with Podesta?
Well, I mean, Hastert,
confirmed child molester.
And best buddies with Podesta.
And former Speaker of the House.
And then you expand on that.
Right, but let's just do it step at a time because
okay.
This is really kind of important stuff. So that's all 100% true,
good
right?
Good work.
So it's true that Hastert's in jail. It's true that Hastert is a known pedophile that a judge called a serial pedophile, right?
Yes.
That's true. It's 100%. It's true that Podesta was friends with Hastert. That's 100%, right?
Yes.
And then all this other stuff now becomes odd. Doesn't it become odd? But if you say it's odd, if you look at it, this Ben Swan guy with this, what I thought was, he was just kind of expressing what is weird about this case. And when he did it, he got so much shit over it. I was kind of shocked. People were calling him a moron. And
well, listen, I got the same thing. But that's what I'm saying. They build a straw man.
So people were calling him a moron, not because he covered a topic, but because
right.
He did not adhere to any of the rules of journalism. When you're doing a story, you reach out to sources. When you're doing a story, you fact check things. And when he did this, all he did is regurgitate things that were found on conspiracy blogs and on Reddit and Vote and these sorts of things without doing any checking on it. Absolutely none.
So you're saying that he was a moron?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
People have such a misunderstanding of what journalism is. It's a very hard job because you have to dig in. You have to try and get people to talk to you. In order to publish something in a mainstream publication, you can't just have one source for things. You have to double verify things.
I know.
It's insane. I have friends who are journalists. It's insanely hard.
Do they just do fake news?
They just put out dirty dossiers.
Just dirty dossiers. Here's what I think it is. It is that we've gotten to this point now where everything is so utterly and completely baffling to the baby boomer generation. Like, it just moved too goddamn fast for them. Other generations, you were the same for, like, all the way from your great-grandfather to your great-grandchild.
Yeah.
You pretty much lived the same life. Our grandparents went from, horses to where now we can fly with our feet. Like, it's all moved really, really quickly for them.
Sure.
So the natural reaction to somebody who is, or for somebody who is, let's call them simple.
Okay.
Is to want a simple solution. So rather than complicate things with multiple sources and verifying things, you just want a big strong man to tell you what to do. Well, and that is how we got our goddamn president.
But I think it even goes to our generation and younger too, because with the proliferation of the internet and how easy it is to set up your own shop, you can just report things and just say they're true.
Yeah, but that's like, not exactly a new phenomena there.
No, that's true. Like, but it's much more powerful.
I mean, we're talking
now.
About, William Randolph Hearst all the way back
Hunter
down
S. Thompson.
To Hunter S. Thompson. Yeah.
Just make shit up.
It just makes shit up.
But, like, there's this guy.
And I would actually argue that our generation now is much better at filtering that stuff out than you might imagine.
I think some are, some are.
Statistically speaking, I would say overall.
While we're on
just like statistically speaking, crime has gone down.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks it's the opposite because our personal experience tells us otherwise.
That's
but
a fair point.
If you learn more about statistics or
I dwell in this bullshit world, so I
right.
see a bad sample.
Right. Well, and I mean, you go to awareness and education and all of this stuff and
yeah.
who's working harder and
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
the prevailing narrative from that older generation is always going to be, these kids don't do it like I do. And when you go to the actual math of it, it's always true that generations wind up getting better at education, getting better at all of this shit.
Yeah.
It is hard to divorce ourselves from that, like, snap judgment. But math is math all the time. It's math all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It never stops being math.
That's why it's math.
Yeah.
So we have one more clip here about Pizzagate.
Talking about, we'll have the kids ready 6, 7, and 8 in the hot tub at this time, and they're. You
I
know,
didn't see anything like that.
Oh, it gets really
where,
crazy.
Where did it say that?
It was in the emails. Sources. There's freaking thousands of them.
But it said, we'll get the kids in the hot tub.
Yes,
I never saw that. Can you see if you can find that, Jamie? That seems
I
like
bet he doesn't.
It's just the whole thing is so bizarre.
It's like we're gonna have the kids delivered for entertainment. They'll be in the hot tub. Now these are great kids, but kids can be kids.
I mean, he's referring to an email that does exist in those WikiLeaks, but he's totally misrepresenting what it says. It's a lady who's saying that these kids will be dropped off, to be looked after, babysitting, whatever.
Right.
And she does refer to them as entertainment. But not as entertainment. She says, she's like saying that there will be these three kids, so you'll be entertained. And it's like a parent saying, like, good luck. Good luck with these fucking kids. It's like, you're not going to be bored, because these kids are ages 7 to 11, they're rambunctious as fuck.
Right. It's interesting how any and all idioms that we use, just like in daily conversation, if you pull them out of context in an email with any kind of agenda, all of a sudden that idiom looks like you're going to rape a child. Yeah.
And they do, and the lady who's emailing John Podesta does say they will be in that pool, which you could take as, oh, we're going to get those bodies wet. Or it could be those kids like to swim.
I never hear you say that again.
Right. But it could just be saying they like to swim.
Don't even look at me in the eye for the next 10 minutes after you said that.
If my parents had email back when I was a kid, they would have said something like, Dan's going to be in that pool. I love to swim. I loved it. And we were too poor to ever have a pool.
Oh, Dan's
going to
be in that pool.
Yeah. No doubt.
You better fucking believe Dan's in that pool.
Yeah. Any It's insane to me because you can find whatever you want to find wherever you want to find it. And that is a perfect instance of that. And the way that he's lasciviously presenting it while he's talking about the media misrepresenting him is so fucking insane.
It's really disgusting because it doesn't have that ring of disgust to it. It has more of that tabloid ring of like,
no, almost enjoying it.
Let me tell you about this, you know, that kind of a thing where
I didn't pull the clip later when he's like almost going into a J/O fantasy.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about like the globalists taking your kids out of backyards. And then, like, it's just a big guy comes up behind him and punches him in the head.
Yeah, like, it seems like that.
You're almost enjoying telling us
well,
this.
It's like, do you remember that scene in the original Matrix where they go through that office lobby and they fucking shoot everybody up and it's 20 minutes of just slow-mo? Yeah, that whole thing.
Yeah.
That is a jerk-off fest of violence.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way to describe that other than...
You're not going
to
miss a second of every moment a bullet is in the air.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just lovingly, like, just masturbatory?
The difference is, in that case, there was sort of like an interesting artistic thing that they were doing. And in this case, Alex is just trying to convince you of things that aren't true.
Yeah, but it's still that same kind of point of view.
Yeah.
Where you're turning it into a fantasy. You're turning this horrifying thing of people being shot again and again and again.
Horrifying.
Into this like, oh yeah, you know you don't like this. You know you don't like it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you about it.
I do think it's appropriate though that we give our tip of the hat to things that Alex is good at. And one of them is skirting slander laws. And the other is completely contradicting himself like a huge hypocrite.
Okay.
He does both of these in this clip.
Wonderful.
Now be careful because the second part comes kind of quick.
Microphone down.
So it's one of those things where, like,
but
even,
I'm not
but even
saying
if you
they've
bring
got
up,
anything. I, and you're
right,
not saying that.
And I'm not either. That's what's really important.
I never even really covered this stuff. And then they had me on the news and also Swan going, they said these people were killing kids in a basement. They say, Megyn Kelly went on and took a clip where I was talking about Hillary's funding jihadis and Obama back in the Arab Spring that killed tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, thousands of children, and how Al-Qaeda was putting kids, which is ISIS, into sex slavery.
No,
they edited that out and then cut it together on Fox News with me saying, and Hillary Clinton rapes and kills children in a basement at Ping Pong Pizza. They literally now edit audio, but I was able to
go... They changed your audio?
I was able to go find the day with video with what I really said and throw it back in their face.
Now the we'll get to the hypocrisy in a second.
Did that happen the way you said it did? Did
not
they
quite.
Edit his audio?
Not quite. Well, here a perfectly honest version of what happened was Alex is spiritually correct and that well, he did
the worst kind of correct.
I just want to say though first before we talk about that, the way they're like, I'm not saying anyone's doing anything.
Yeah,
is,
I know.
It's such a cowardly dodge.
Yeah.
If you have fucking sources, stand up, you
people,
punk.
People are saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it,
right.
But I'm hearing from people that they're child pornographers. I'm not saying it.
Such,
I would never say it.
Such a good way to not have to go to court.
Yeah, that would be a bad thing for me to say.
Yeah.
I would never say it. But the story is that I'm reporting that other people are saying
it. He does
it.
That like three times in this episode.
Of
and
course
it's like,
he does.
It's so smart, but it also shows your cards a little bit and that you don't believe what you're saying.
It's not smart. It's bald-faced.
No, it's smart because if he didn't, he could get sued.
Yeah, but that's...
You open yourself up to some really dangerous...
That's not smart. That's a low cunning.
Well, fine.
That's
smarter than the
Bush
alternative.
League. Well, I mean, yeah, it's not self-destructive, but it's not smart.
Not,
smart is to not do this entirely.
So he's not like Dinesh D'Souza, who's
no,
self-destructive.
No. Dinesh is self-destructive as fuck.
And then the thing about Megyn
also,
Kelly...
I would say Anthony Weiner is.
Yeah, no doubt. No.
Also, before we go any further, Al-Qaeda is not ISIS for the 10 millionth time.
No. Nope.
Al-Qaeda is not ISIS.
Nope.
Is Al-Qaeda ISIS?
Nope. Nope.
Nope?
Nope.
Okay.
They feel similar, if you don't know anything.
But do you mean they have the same skin color?
That's it.
That is it.
But,
correct. Nailed it.
But the thing about Megyn Kelly's hatchet job on him, well, he's correct in the sense that they took...
That would be my favorite Judy Blume novel. the thing about Megyn Kelly.
They took something sort of out of context. So in their piece about Pizzagate that they were doing and about how the internet has sensationalized things and what have you, they played a clip of Alex Jones. He's coming in from break, and that sooner or later gonna take you down is playing right in the background.
Of course.
You can run on for a long time.
Okay.
And he's like, I got a message for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, of course.
And he's just like, he's doing a fucking shoot promo on her like he's a fucking wrestler.
Jesus.
And he's just doing this like, I'm not afraid of you because you kill and murder. He's like, Hillary Clinton has killed and murdered thousands of children. She's personally raped children and all this. So he says
I feel
that,
like you can't take that out of context.
No, but and when you say personally,
it seems like you're saying personally.
Yeah.
Like she the person.
Now they cut at the end of that. And then on his show, what he ended up saying is, I'm not talking about this Pizzagate kind of stuff. I'm talking about her killing Christians and funding Islamic terrorism and stuff like that.
All right. So the way he backs it off is to say, I said all of this stuff, but what I mean is she did this like twice removed through the military or her.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. But he also said she personally did it.
Yeah. It's a tactic. It's sensational. It gets you attention and it baits people into taking you out of context.
Which of course they did.
Yeah.
Which then gives him the grievance to act like the victim.
It's like Richard Spencer getting punched.
Yes.
It's just like, or Milo complaining that people don't want him to speak on their campus.
God, they all need to be punched.
Yeah.
They need to be punched so hard.
So anyway, this clip's not done.
Wow, that's really blatant.
It's not, but
was that the end of the clip?
No.
Oh, God, I wish it was.
I forgot that
I wish you had paused it with that one little sentence to go, knowing that you had that in your back pocket.
No, I don't have this prepared that well at all.
Okay.
What we're going to get to is the rank hypocrisy just on display and Alex admitting to it, and who cares?
Where's this? Can we watch this? Where is this that they did that?
Sure, I think.
Do you guys have the comparison of the two up?
Yeah, it's something like Megyn Kelly caught a giant lie against Alex Jones.
Try to find that. We should play that.
But listen, I didn't mean to get in here.
First of all, Megyn Kelly's so pretty, she can say whatever the fuck she wants.
I think she looks like an old tranny.
I love her. Do you?
What?
Think she looks like an old tranny?
Yeah.
You're hilarious.
You like
I
old
love
trannies.
You. No, I don't like old trannies, but I think she's hot. You don't like, you don't think Megyn Kelly's hot?
No, I just want to insult her because she's a globalist.
Oh, she's global.
Obviously, she's pretty.
Oh, boy.
No.
Yeah, that's not okay.
No.
We have illustrated on multiple occasions the incredible lengths he goes to insult her based on her appearance and all this stuff. And now he's on Rogan admitting, yeah, she's really pretty. I just want to make fun of her. That's not okay.
No.
If you want to have any pretenses of journalism, if you want to pretend that you're standing up for the truth, and you yourself are just like, I'm a bully because she's on this other imaginary side that I'm against. That's
so
insane.
So what, but here's what I think his rationale, at least if I'm going to try and engage him on his level, here's his rationale. Even though she is a woman in journalism, to him, it feels like punching up, right? So she's a very beautiful woman. She's a very successful woman. Yada, yada, yada. She's done all of the stuff.
She's not psychotic.
She's not psychotic. So she's ahead of Alex Jones in all of the ways.
She's not relegated into having a business entirely based on selling fake pills.
Yeah, exactly. So to him, that must feel like he's punching up instead of punching down.
Probably.
Right? Now, that to humans is crazy.
Yeah.
But I can at least understand why he can rationalize that in his own mind.
Alex doesn't believe in privilege, though, too. So he doesn't believe that because he's white and male, he has any privilege.
Every single time I do my best to come to his defense, you immediately come back with why that is the dumbest thing I could say.
Well, but in his...
I am trying so hard!
In his worldview, that is sort of... Oh, also, if you're listening, we're 40 minutes into this.
How are we 40 minutes into this?
This episode's gonna be fucking long as shit.
Oh, Jesus.
But I wanna say this. Don't turn it off, cause at the end, shit gets fucked up.
Are you telling our audience not to turn it off?
I'm getting self-conscious.
Yeah, okay.
Because this could be 2.5 hours.
We've already done several 2.5 hour
bits. No, we haven't.
Okay, good point. All right, how about we do this instead, then?
Let's break it down.
Let's fucking run the jewels fast on this.
Let's try.
Okay.
So this next clip, we've now gotten out of the murky waters of Pizzagate, and we are getting into something about, I believe that this, this one's about the Iraq War and Afghanistan, and what I would say that this is a lie about a lie, which is interesting.
Okay. All right. We're doubling down.
Like Ronald Reagan didn't know about the cocaine dealing. I've talked to folks that were involved, actually, for the planes. He says, I want communists knocked out. Congress doesn't give them the funding. They go, what you do in the government is you go, the president said do this. We're men of action. We're going to do it. So then there's cocaine already being sold. The Contras are using it to get all their funding. Well, screw that. We'll just jack it, bring it in using private contractors.
Right.
And then if they're ever
shoot their
mouth
off. But that wasn't the first time they did it.
Like
that wasn't
sure
the first
Vietnam
time they
too,
did it.
Vietnam too.
But yeah, it was a common tactic. They knew that there was money that was being made from selling illegal drugs. Why would they let that money be made all around them? They're not going to.
Well, that's the argument, is you don't want to let the communists do all the cocaine and heroin dealing, or because then they have more money than you.
Well, what the fuck is going on in Afghanistan? It's just as crazy.
And to our government's
credit, tell people how much heroin production went up since our occupation.
Sure, anybody can pull this up. Again, that's what's frustrating, is a lot of the fake liberals, because I see myself as a real liberal, but a lot of the fake liberals just go, oh, that's a lie, this is a lie. No, you can search engine opium production in Afghanistan pre-2001, and then look at the latest years it's come out, like 2014-15. It went from 3% of world supply to 7% to 30%, and after 10 years of occupation, it went to 93%
look at it up
of
there.
Global supply.
So look at the hectares.
Actually, I just went from memory.
So the reason that's a lie about a lie is that I don't think that most liberals that I know deny that at all.
No.
The idea that there is a real weird thing going on with opium production in Afghanistan.
You know what?
Most people who are, let's say, quote-unquote woke.
I wouldn't call it weird at all. I would call it the absolute result of demolishing a country.
Yeah, but then
do you know what happens when you demolish a country's actual economy? They have to switch to something that they can do without any fucking... Yeah, of course.
And
of course.
And we seem to have a vested interest in protecting that and helping it. So
strange.
That's a little bit weird. But
yeah, it is weird how...
It's almost like we have a stake in it.
It's crazy.
And I don't think that most liberal people that I know, most people on our side of the fence...
What about the fake liberal people you know?
Fuck, I don't know.
We all know there's only one real liberal.
Alex Jones! But then also the lie about it went from 3% to 97% or whatever. The 3%.
93%.
The 3% statistic is taken from when we were invading.
Right.
And of course we destroyed everything.
Yeah. So it's easy to do.
The idea that
it turns out when all your bombs do all the stuff, super easy to do.
If you look at the graphs of the percent of opium production it's like flat, dun. Like way down 1 year and then back up to like, I don't know what it would be in like 40 or so. And then it is a big rise.
Really?
Yeah. But
they make that much opium?
They make tons of opium.
That's a lot of opium.
It's a perfect climate for it. That's the thing.
That's a good point.
You know, a lot of these drugs are dependent on, certain
they make good opium.
Also, fucking opium is awesome. I smoked a lot of opium in college.
I wonder why so many people are addicted to opiates.
Yeah, I mean,
because it's not great.
I took painkillers a couple times in my life, and I didn't really enjoy them so much. And to be fair, opium was just because you smoke it with weed,
right?
And so it wasn't much better than just being high. But the smell was amazing.
The smell
of burning opium is so delicious.
Well, if I remember correctly from Legends of the Fall,
mm-hmm.
I know that you can do it on a boat real good.
Yeah, I'm sure. But also, this is important. I'm admitting to some past drug use, and it's important for things that come up later. But I want to.
Whereas I will not admit to my past drug use.
I want to be clear, we're not squares. I'm sitting here drinking some wine. You've got some whiskey.
In honor of how drunk Alex Jones has been,
lately,
I am drinking whiskey straight.
He is so mad that people think he was drunk.
But he was drunk.
So drunk.
If you're mad that people are drunk, if you're mad that people think you're drunk, that just proves you're so much more drunk.
It means that you have a much bigger problem than you're admitting.
Yeah.
Like, if people thought that I was way too drunk regularly, legitimately, real talk, my reaction would be, please talk to me more about this. I want to know your perspective. I want to know if you think I should get help. That would be my response. Not like, fuck you, I wasn't drunk. Anyway, this next clip, Eddie Bravo has some questions to
ask. Eddie Bravo's Questions Corner.
He has questions to ask Alex about
Before we go any further, here's my ask.
You want a clean take?
Can we isolate all of his questions and then create an Eddie Bravo's Questions Corner?
I doubt it.
Okay.
There's too much crosstalk.
All right. I have dreams, but we'll be fine.
And I'm not creating more work for myself. This is so hard as is. Anyway.
I know. It's super easy in my chair just being the guy who laughs like an idiot.
I had like 5 hours of prep, not including listening to this show. That I had to do, you just get to waltz in.
My job's easier.
Anyway, he wants to know why people think that InfoWars is fake news.
Okay.
Now what, Alex, explain the fake news psyop. Why do a lot of people out there think InfoWars is total fake news? Why do they think that?
That is a major deep state government program funded by Soros mainly, and they found the most effective way is anti-Israel bashing. And so this came out in the WikiLeaks last year. The U.S. intelligence leak, not the Russians, that he's in there saying, we're going to overthrow Israel, we've got to deal with Saudi Arabia, and we've got to, like, up the ante with anti-Israel rhetoric. I'm somebody that was neutral in Israel, never been there, have nothing to do with it. Israel has liberals, conservatives, some good administration, some bad, but I'm not anti-Israel. It's a tiny little place. I know it does some things that are bad compared to what we've done. It's nothing. So I just don't have some giant hard-on for Israel, you know, wanting to hurt them. And I'm not against the Palestinians or anybody else. Everybody knows that. So when they kill Israelis for no reason, I say it's wrong. When they white phosphorus bomb Palestinians, I say it's wrong.
So that's not an answer.
That's not an answer, but I'm happy that he's against.
I don't think
random killings.
I don't.
Is that what we're supposed to take away from this?
Sure, but I think he's trying to say he's fair, but I don't think that the track record really backs that up. But
no, of course not.
Be that as it
also,
may.
I like that, I feel like PsyOps was, was Bravo being as smart as he possibly could there.
Well, he gives away that he listens to Alex every day.
He threw PsyOps like all of it. PsyOps? Yeah. You know PsyOps. I'm a guy who knows about PsyOps. You ever PsyOp?
He repeatedly says that he listens to Alex every day. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, boy.
Anyway.
And then there's also the WikiLeaks, the US leaks, not the Russian leaks. Because we always have to make sure that the Russians are taken care of.
Well, but yeah, it's the people inside the government leaked it. It's part of his counter coup narrative.
Right.
Anyway, this clip isn't done. Let's see if he comes up with an answer.
So I'm sitting there covering all that, and then they just put out that I'm this Israeli agent, you know, all day long, or I'm the CIA
agent.
But
let's not get into these crazy rants about crazy accusations that
people
have.
Explain the fake news. Why do they think InfoWars is fake news? I don't know you. A lot of people out there,
sure.
Smart people, really intelligent, they think the real news is CNN.
Okay, well, let me explain. You've got attacks from below and above. You've got major funding by Soros and others, who's a real live Nazi collaborator, like true Dr. Evil.
Which, again, is not true.
No.
The latest James Bond was based on his real a company. It's even named after his company. You know, like the bad guy in the movie is
really?
actually Soros, yeah. And he tried to crash the pound, bring down England. He's really bad news. So MI6 hates him. But long story short about George Soros, he's funding this attack on me and any independent media. How do you attack independent media when the public's awake to deep state and government and stuff? You say Alex Jones is the government. And then they always ignore real facts I talk about, where I admit some of my family and stuff that's worked for the government, and they said the government was corrupt and out of control. That isn't even a real debate. But above that, what was your other question?
He had a question.
I think he only had one question. He only had one.
Okay.
He had one question.
Eddie, let me just explain. It's pretty easy. They're in direct competition with him. If it's Fox News, if it's CNN, if it's anybody that's distributing news, you're in direct competition with someone who has an independent news organization. They operate it themselves, and they do it online.
Joe just said it perfectly.
Well, that's one theory.
It's a very logical theory.
No.
It really is. If you're not really thinking about it, it does have its own logic of like, okay, why there is a monetary interest from CNN to say that these independent news outlets are fake.
Yeah.
So don't go listen to them. Come listen to us. That makes sense.
Yeah.
On a pure level.
Well.
Until you think for 2 seconds. And you see all of the competing news industries how very many there are and how all of those industries are united in saying Alex Jones is full of shit.
Yeah, yeah, but then also you look at all of the people who are in alternative media, and like a lot of these people have fairly, I don't know how to describe it, they don't do their due diligence in terms of journalism. Like, they just spout bullshit that's sensational, and it gets reposted repeatedly.
Right.
And it's all attention-grabbing shit. I would assume, I don't know if this is entirely true, but I would assume that people who are legitimate journalists would fucking hate Alex Jones because he doesn't do the work.
Yeah.
He doesn't do the actual job of journalism, and it demeans the work that they do.
It is interesting, though, how what we're really doing is turning journalists into diamonds. Like,
the good ones are.
The only people who are still in journalism are not paid well.
No.
The investigative journalists
really
we have now
were.
Are, yeah, exactly. And now it's even less than in their heyday.
Yeah.
And the ones who are doing investigative journalism now are fucking true believers.
Yeah.
Like, these are people who will fight and die for a story.
Yeah.
So was one of them, I would put out a hit on Alex Jones. Like, you're making a mockery of everything that I believe in.
And I think that anybody who has a full awareness of what goes into journalism and the importance of journalism would recognize the dangers of someone like him becoming super popular, especially because part of what he's espousing is that you guys are fake.
Yeah.
And are enemy. So you're demonizing the people who do the actual work while you don't.
Yeah.
It makes total sense that they would hate him. Take away the financial aspect of it.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
But if you have the financial aspect of it, you're much more effective in getting that kind of gullibility from people.
Sure.
Because and it's a legitimate criticism for literally all aspects of our lives right now, where it's like, it is always that instinct of like, follow the money.
Yeah.
Who's profiting
Qui
off of
bono.
This? Who's profiting off of this?
I think Alex even sells a shirt that says Qui Bono. Okay, so here, I gotta say.
I would sell a shirt that says Free Bono.
I would say Qui Boner. Anyway, here is where the show gets good.
Excellent.
Up till this point, we're an hour in. But up to this point.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, disavow this previous hour. Now it's time to get into the show.
A lot of that was just like
preamble.
A little bit. Now we start cooking with gas.
Let's do it.
This clip that I'm about to play is the first instance of Alex teasing that he's about to break some big news.
Ooh!
And then what do you think he does?
We're bringing a little InfoWars to the Joe Rogan.
What do you think he does?
I'm going to go with he reveals all of his sources and tells us exactly what it is he's about to tell us, right?
Incorrect, but here, you're not close.
Well, I know these topics can be, you know, quite frankly, exhausting. They are for
they
me.
They are.
But I'd like to, some today, really get into the big picture and what I believe is really going on, because I figured out the basis of what's happening. And I'm going to let you, I mean, if you want to hear some far out stuff today,
okay.
I think because what you've experienced, I mean, I'll go through it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let me take a piss then.
Go ahead. What an asshole.
What the fuck?
What a total asshole.
That is pure fucking Who Wants to Be a Millionaire level ball teasing.
That is unfiltered
Jesus
Alex Jones.
Jesus Christ. Right
there. That's amazing. I'm going to tell you.
We're
going to
tell
out
you this huge revelation after the break.
Yeah, it might as well be on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, no shit. Fuck you.
I figured out the truth of the universe.
Figured out the truth.
I got to pee.
Let me tell you something. Do you know what the meaning of life, the universe, and everything is? I'm going to tell you after I go to the bathroom real quick.
So anyway, here's when he gets back from the bathroom like 3 minutes later, which is a long piss. he might have been doing something in that bathroom.
Hey, it's only a long piss if you're, unused to the pressures of
super male vitality.
Exactly.
Pisses?
I was going to say.
Here we go.
Like, that's a man with prostate issues going left to right.
Here's Alex coming out of the bathroom.
It represents their party. Their party. Like Fox is totally Republican no matter what.
One, I'll get you one.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Come on. Get one for Eddie Bravo, too. Let's get crazy. Bring out the hatchets.
I hope that people that listen to your show, the people that have never given.
I haven't done this in so long. I was a little nervous. I want to get going for a while.
Let's do it. Bring out the whiskey.
So this is where whiskey comes into it.
That's what I was hoping to hear.
He comes out of the bathroom with a bottle of Jack Daniel's Gentleman's Jack.
Okay.
And from this,
of course he does.
From this point, he does not stop drinking.
Excellent.
And like, you know, it's not like he's chugging it or anything like that, but he's kind of chugging it.
Yeah.
And it's really marked. You can really tell.
Oh boy.
And this is where we're going to have to start introducing a slight little bit of pity for Alex. There are a couple moments that actually made me very sad.
Oh, no.
I believe that he has a problem with alcohol.
Okay.
Some of his behaviors suggest that he is unable to control himself.
Oh, boy.
And listen, I don't want to go around diagnosing people.
That is not our responsibility, and it's dangerous for laymen to do it.
But what I glimpsed from this, a lot of these behaviors remind me of some of the worst drunks that we know in the comedy scene.
Excellent.
And he, if anybody other than Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo were in that room, I think there would be the potential for Alex Jones's career to be ruined by he gets real drunk.
Excellent.
So anyway, here's the next clip. This is him teasing information again, and then we have some evidence that Joe Rogan has never listened to Alex Jones's actual show.
Okay.
Don't hold that whiskey hostage.
This is the joke, Alex Jones.
All right, listen, let me give you guys the big freaking data dump.
Okay, pour the whiskey first.
I'm willing to give it to you, okay? I'm not bullshitting. I got the thing figured out.
Pour one for Eddie.
I got it figured out, guys.
Oh, shit.
Pour a little more for me.
Let's do it.
All right, gentlemen, cheers.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Here's the Joe Rogan experience.
Cheers to you, Alex Jones.
Here's to you, buddy. Good stuff.
People were so on one side or the other when it come to this. There's so much anticipation regarding this podcast.
So much bullying about don't have Alex Jones on, I bet.
We don't make those noises, right?
Those, no. No, we do not.
We don't do that. That's the grossest thing I've ever heard, right?
Listening to
We Alex, all want to die right
listening
now.
Listening to Alex Jones breathe makes me sick. And I hate saying that because it sounds like I don't want him to breathe.
I'm not saying that I'm saying I don't want him to breathe. I'm saying that I'm reporting that I have a lot of sources telling me that they don't want him to breathe anymore.
A couple people that we know did a podcast through the Laugh Factory Podcast Network. And I tried to give it a listen, and I'm like, dudes, half of this podcast is you guys breathing in.
Ugh.
This is so hard to listen to.
Ugh.
And there's so much of that in Alex. Anyway, here we go. Here, this is where Alex, or Joe shows his unawareness of Alex's actual positions on things.
Gotcha.
Oh, there was a lot of that. There was a lot of, but you're going to call him on his racist shit. Someone said that to me.
That you're
I'm
racist.
Like, Alex Jones is one of the least racist people you'll ever fucking meet in your life. I've never even heard you say a racial thing. Race is so inconsequential to you.
I'm into what people think and what they stand for.
You've never discussed race, ever, in the almost, what have I known you, 16 fucking 17 years? I've never heard you discuss race at all. So someone calling you a racist, like...
We can just leave that without comment. I don't really think we need to get into that.
Yeah, do we have... Refer to the previous episodes. Yeah.
All of them.
Let's just let that sit. Yeah. No, next clip.
So this is a clip where they're talking about grabbing him by the pussy, and Alex does a remarkable spin job for Donald Trump and lies his ever-loving balls off.
As if Donald Trump's in the KKK. As if Donald Trump... Are you sure he's racist? Are you sure?
Well, there's any discrimination.
You sure
it's
he's
that
anti-gay?
He mainly hires gay guys to run his casinos and hotels and his friends with him and, like, gave interviews to The Advocate 20 years ago. It's all just complete made-up horse crap.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Waving a rainbow flag. At the RNC speech, he says Republicans have to stop being mean to gay people and have to be inclusive, and he's about to enforce civil rights laws for gays and others, and they're calling him a literal homophobe. Now, listen, all I...
And the most recent executive order that they've drafted is him removing any and all protections to the LGBT community and legalizing fucking complete and full-on discrimination against them.
Well,
anyways,
the opposite, I agree, but the opposite approach to that is like, hey, man, why can't you let Christians be Christians?
Mm.
Right. So actions speak louder than words.
Christians be Christians, yo.
I don't believe that Trump necessarily hates gay people, but I think he doesn't care.
I don't think he has anything to do with it. I think it's purely Mike Pence
probably.
And Steve Bannon.
But
you know, he's Donald Trump. He's just going to sign whatever the fuck is in front of him.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Anyway, here we go.
This is my problem with it. It's the upside down BS, man.
This is my problem with it. My problem with it is that people want to use a real, you're a bigot, you're a this, you're a that. They want to come up with like a nice quick label
that officially makes them in charge.
You in.
That makes you bad.
So again, I didn't mean to cut there, but I want to cut just to talk about this for a second. There's this idea going around and Alex pitches it a lot, and a lot of like Owen Schroyer is really big on this, one of his reporters. This idea that being called a racist is worse than racism, essentially.
Of course.
The idea that it's like an attack on you to have some racist behaviors pointed out, and that it's a control mechanism. And I think that is dumb on one level, and then I mean
that's the softest response you could possibly give.
Well, I'm trying to be charitable.
Yeah,
it's dumb.
Yeah, you're being charitable,
but
because
it's also,
what it really is fucking evil.
It's abusive. It is abusive.
Like saying to a wife beater, like, oh, you know, I just don't point out his failings. You know, he's trying hard not to be a wife beater, so he's not a wife beater.
He slips up and beats you every now
and
again.
Yeah.
I don't know what he wants to do.
It's not that he does it all the time. All have wife beating leanings.
I'm not sure that analogy is perfect, because I
am offended by your insinuation that I'm not perfect.
Well, I think it comes back to this idea that refusing to acknowledge that privilege is real. Like, it comes back to that in many ways.
If we were just talking about that, we would be in a whole different conversation. We're talking about Alex fucking Jones being straight up racist.
Right, but
as well as defending straight up racism.
I want to take that away from it slightly and just look at the idea that calling someone a racist is a way to gain power over them. That is not what people are doing.
If it was, man, shit would be a lot better, right?
Well, it's the same thing.
If we actually gained power over racists by that the world would be way better.
Well, the idea
to only make them fucking stronger.
You can shut them up and you can other people by calling them a racist when they're not racist.
As opposed to just othering them by race.
Right. I mean, it's super complicated, but it's the same as this idea of like calling the alt-right Nazis is trying to other them, when people who are calling them Nazis are doing that because seem to be in bed with some literal Nazis.
They're Nazis.
So
they're Nazis.
Yeah.
They're literal Nazis.
If you
can't be offended, like if I look at a rock and I go, oh, that's an alt tree. No, not okay. That's a fucking Nazi.
Cause it really behaves
like a
rock.
That's a Nazi rock.
Yeah. So anyway, let's get back
to... But to me, all rocks are Nazis.
Let's get back to pussy-grabbing bullshit.
Let's get back to pussy... Ugh.
Boxes you in and defines you, and then you have to defend yourself. Look, you said it best at the beginning of this. Donald Trump's not perfect. He's a man, and he's also a super ambitious, super wealthy man that's constantly on the go. And those kind of dudes are type A, hyper-aggressive personalities. And he's definitely said some shit he shouldn't have said. Right? I mean, don't you agree? Like,
sure, we all do.
Yeah, and the big one is one that he said in confidence with that Billy Bush guy, the grab him by the pussy thing. That's the big one.
And who has it in confidence, especially if you're famous, said, man, it's crazy. Women throw themselves on you. You can do anything you want.
Yeah,
that's not sexual assault.
Yeah.
A woman's climbing up on top of you. You can do whatever you want. That's what mammals do. She's showing she wants it. She gets it.
Imagine
they turn
if a
it into
woman
a sexual assault. It's pure horse crap.
Imagine if a woman said, yeah, I could just see it in their eyes. I could just go up there and grab him in the balls.
We would laugh.
We would laugh our fucking asses off.
If Rihanna just talked about how she can fuck any guy she wants, just walks up to him, grabs him by the dick, we would be like, like, ah, yeah, that bitch is crazy.
Totally.
We would think it's amazing.
Now, he's talking about groupies. He wasn't talking about that he hides behind bushes and waits for joggers and reaches out and grabs
them. It's also out of context.
It's out of context. He's having a guy conversation. Like, he described it as locker room talking.
And there's an asshole outside with the recorder going, oh, I got this.
And this is not defending it. I mean, it's definitely not something he should have said, probably. Right?
Yes, it
is. We all agree to that. But
yes, it is.
What is he really doing? He's really
sexual assault.
Well, he's really doing sexual assault. This is where Joe.
40% of all men should be murdered at this moment because of that.
You're just
40% of all men should be dead now.
You're opening us up to attack by saying that.
Now,
here's the thing. Joe is doing. He's derelict in his duty, and I think some of his negative viewpoints are showing a little bit because that's not accurate at all
in any way.
Well, the Joe and Eddie riffing about women, that is like, that's comedians. That's like, they're being funny. So we can sort of discount that.
A
tiny bit.
That seemed real serious, though.
Well, the idea.
That seemed very much like they were saying.
The idea of Rihanna going up and grabbing dudes by the balls is a hypothetical. It's a flight of fancy. So I'm going to let that go for now because the bigger issue.
You're a bigger man than I.
Well, the bigger issue is that they're presenting it as, he was describing groupies. That wasn't the case.
No.
He was talking
about describing women who specifically did not want him to do that.
Moving in on her like a bitch.
Moving in on her like a bitch.
Sometimes I kiss them, I can't stop myself.
Yeah.
I just kiss them immediately.
No, he described all of the things you need to describe to correctly describe a sexual assault.
And when he's saying
he's a sexual assaulter.
When he's saying when you're a celebrity, they let you do it. That's not describing somebody who's all up in your shit.
No.
That's describing someone you're aggressing upon.
Yeah.
They let you do it. It's not they want it or something like that. So phrasing it like that is fucking really wrong. And then at the end, when Alex is like, and there's a guy outside with a recorder, he had a mic on. There wasn't a guy.
No, there was not a guy. It was him talking into the microphone he agreed to have on him.
It wasn't confident. It wasn't said in confidence. It was part of a building case that a lot of people have that he's gone senile.
I think he just doesn't give a fuck. He's a lot like Robert Durst. Like when you watch The Jinx and you see him just bald face say whatever.
I actually think Robert
Durst
is a little bit smarter.
Well, Robert Durst got away with a lot of murder over those years.
Yeah, so have the globalists.
Yeah, that's, oh man. Yeah. I bet Hillary Clinton has personally gotten away with a lot of murder.
Personally.
Personally.
Jordan.
Now, I'm not saying that she's done murder.
No. Jordan. This next clip.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back to episode 2.
God damn it.
Of our show.
All right.
This is some crazy revisionist bullshit that Alex has.
Oh god.
About what he did on Y2K.
Oh no!
Well, here's the big enchilada for folks. If you want, I can lay this out.
Enchilada.
And I'd like to make a documentary down the road and actually break this.
I forgot. This also is another example of him claiming that he's about to tell a big story and then getting sidetracked.
Of course. The great stuff. Is Bravo doing a drum roll right now?
I think everyone is.
I think he's trying to, and it's not going well.
I think it's him and Joe.
It's not going well. That's a very poor drum roll.
Well, also, this is where Alex retreats from the whiskey and also starts doing drugs.
There is a whole breakaway civilization, and listen, I don't get into UFOs. Get ready. I don't ever talk about this.
For real? Breakaway civilization?
Are you ready?
Hold on.
Joe, how many things did I tell you over the years?
Too many that came true.
There was a couple that you got wrong. You
Which
can't
one?
Get them all right.
Which
Y2K
one?
Y2K people
they
knock
take
you
that
all
out of
the
context.
Time.
My list
out of context.
Explain
out of
the
context.
Y2K. But it's okay. A conspiracy theory is just not trusting criminals. Every now and then you can't pin that murder to the criminal, but he's still a criminal, even though you're wrong.
Well, one of the things I'm actually embarrassed about is the Y2K.
Oh, it's
well,
okay.
Hey, well, listen, you're not a computer expert, neither am I. I didn't go anywhere that night. I stayed fucking home, and I was waiting for that goddamn power to go out.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't know
the
either.
Big news in a minute, but since any
2012,
Bravo,
I didn't know. I thought, damn, the Mayans knew.
Dude, we thought it was over.
See, yeah. I didn't think that.
Eddie Bravo and I were
Bravo to the rescue!
You had 2012 license plate,
man. I had a December 2012 license plate.
So this clip is going to be kind of long because he describes his experience of Y2K, and
right.
It's a total lie.
I assume he talks nonstop about how he was wrong about the concentration camps, right?
No, doesn't bring that up.
Doesn't bring that up? Nope. Okay. How about Space Command? Does he talk about Space Command?
Nope.
Doesn't bring up Space Command.
Also doesn't own up to the fact that he was pretending that he had sources. You'll see the cowardly kind of dodge that he does.
Does he have multiple sources confirming that the Arkansas Department of Transportation is out on the roads?
Nope.
Nope, none of those?
Nope.
All right.
But I want to say this because it bears mentioning. Like, when you're listening to Eddie and Joe talk, they're having fun. And, like, it's different. It feels different because, like, even in this case, when they're talking about how the two of them were idiots and they believed in 2012.
Yeah.
Like, they're busting each other's balls and having fun. When you bring, like, Alex being
Bravo
in the midst
sounds
is
super sycophantic, though. Bravo sounds like he's star fucking Alex Jones while we talk.
He is a tiny bit, but I also think for as much as I, at
like,
the beginning
even,
of the show
his,
said he was an idiot.
Yeah.
I would hang out with him.
Yeah. But he seems like a congenial idiot.
Sure.
Yeah. Even his like, oh, well, I mean, you can't be right all the time was such a, like, little, like, I'm going to rub your belly kind of, like, oh, you can't be right all the time.
If,
I love
if
you.
I
like,
didn't,
that kind of
if
thing.
If I didn't know a few of the things that I do know, I would suspect that he was setting Alex up. Like, that kind of behavior would be like, oh, no, you're safe here. You're
oh,
safe.
Okay. All
just
right.
Come on.
So you're thinking he's playing good cop if you didn't know any further.
If I didn't know that he actually doesn't believe in vaccines and he does believe in chemtrails, that sort of stuff, I would.
Excellent. All
but,
right.
This,
hero. Hero
this
ball.
Is wild.
I did.
Oh, is this tobacco?
Yes, it's strong tobacco from Mexico.
I guess I am in California. This is for medical reasons.
100% medical reasons and legal. Yeah, man, there's a lot of things that people think are going to happen that turn out to not happen. There's always a goddamn asteroid that's going to kill us all.
Also, for the rest of the show, he pretends he didn't smoke weed, although it's on camera.
You can hear him.
Yeah.
I don't even need to see him. I hear him go,
and let me be clear, I don't give a fuck if you smoke
no,
weed.
No, I'm actually down for him smoking weed. Maybe then he won't be such a fucking prick.
Nope. But
all right.
What I do care about is when you are a self-appointed leader of the information war and you go on a broadcast that gets hundreds of thousands, millions of downloads, comport yourself like a fucking professional. Don't go in there and get high when you know you can't handle weed and drink at least 6 glasses of whiskey.
Yeah, like, but it is also kind of a when in Rome situation. If you're on the Joe Rogan podcast, you when in Rome.
You leave that bullshit aside. Wait till the rest of these clips.
Okay.
So anyway,
why is it every time I come to his defense, you come at me?
I don't know.
I'm trying to do your job here.
I texted you earlier and told you I empathize with him. And you told me to stop.
I'm trying. So, I want to give him the most benefit of the doubt I can.
I'm going to let the rest of this clip play, so feel free to take notes. Let's not interrupt it because I want him to be able to get his words out and speak his piece about Y2K.
Okay.
Now keep in mind that the sponsors
he doesn't
that
know
he had,
we just did an episode on Y2K.
No.
I'm assuming.
Also keep in mind if you're listening, the sponsors that he had back then, many of them are the same as he has now.
Okay.
Also keep in mind when they mock the idea of selling survival stuff, he still sells all of that now. Keep that in mind when they laugh about it.
Oh, no.
It's important to be reminded of that up top. Now,
excellent.
Now, listen to this wacky bullshit where Alex also admits that he's delusional.
I am going to put the microphone down.
Actually
I didn't inhale just now.
Good for you. It's important to not inhale.
Tell us the news, Alex. Sit
so
there.
What is going on? Aliens are coming?
Well, let me answer. Before I do this, let me answer his question because he had a Reagan question too.
Yeah.
Well, let me answer Y2K because I want to be honest about this.
Okay.
This is one of the few things that I have really gotten wrong, and I didn't go with my gut, and so I was proven wrong, and I did it for the wrong reason. So now I'm going to actually confess, Your Honor. I was on one radio station. I've been on Access TV for a few years. I was on one radio station. I already started a show out of my house that was on like 15 radio stations. So I had that at least, but I was on one big radio station, had the top show at night on a station with Howard Stern. It was killer. It was all over the newspaper, had huge ratings. And I was bringing in like, you know, 20, 30 grand a month, which was just a huge amount for me, building a whole operation out of that at home. And they come to the sales guys and they go, look, for a year, you've not been behind Y2K. and you're not letting us have all these big sponsors, and you're going to basically be fired if you don't let us endorse these sponsors and have them on air and say you believe in Y2K.
Hold on a second. So these sponsors were like doomsday stuff, like canned food and shit? And
bunkers and everything else. So believe in food.
So they got to push Y2K.
You but let me tell you what
Y2K. Y2K means.
But the station wants to make all this money. Okay?
So the station made you push Y2K. Wow.
Well, but let me go further. This is one of the few times in my life that I don't want to say I didn't have integrity. I kind of let them convince me. But I think back to the point in the conference room, I just kind of went, okay, sure, I get it. And then I went, and then once I decided it was true, I really pushed it. So it's almost like I lied to myself, because I'm being honest about this process. Right. So this is what happened.
Fuck!
For like a year and a half, I'm saying it's BS, it's a government hoax, because they're like, the Navy says the chips are all bad and 54 cities will completely fall and it's all the death. And I said, they just want to upgrade with all this new spy hubs. They want a new global standardization for the U.S. It's the Telecommunications Act of 96. They want to force all the new chips, because I had NSA sources then that I was having on, okay? And I didn't realize how special it was that I had these sources. They're telling me it's all BS. And people are like, don't argue with the Navy, and don't, and Fox News had ads to get your food, and it was just everywhere. So I went, okay, hell, okay, stuff's gonna be real.
So it was like a Black Friday for doomsday.
It was like a Black
people.
Friday deal. So the last few months, and the moral was, they ended up firing me anyways.
They did?
But the moral was, I kind of convinced myself it was real. So by the end of it, and of course they edit like, you know, 12 hours beyond that day into like 5 minutes, I'm totally insane.
Right.
But it's like, nuclear reactor having a problem here, and it really was happening. And like, you know, oh, and there was a missile fired from Russia, which like was an ICBM and then got like shot down. That was ABC News. So I'm like, all right, this isn't really happening. Okay. Well, you know, we got prepared. It's always going to be prepared, but hopefully, oh, and a reactor's having a problem. Okay. Some stuff. So there was some outages and some problems, but government and MSM had hyped it. Then they used it to demonize alternative media even then when it wasn't catastrophic. So my gut told me it was BS. It was BS. And so thank God I missed the whole 2012 thing, but still they said, Alex Jones says the world's ending to Bureau 2012, where if you really search what I say, it's all a load of crap. But I didn't criticize you when I saw you doing it. I said,
I was balls deep in the Bureau.
I said, you know, I hope he's wrong.
Hell yeah.
But here's the thing. Well, it wasn't just the radio station.
Okay. Jordan, why don't you take it? The yelling was prompted by him basically admitting that he is malleable and he is, you can just talk him into believing stuff.
I don't want to say that I didn't have integrity. I'm saying I let them convince me and then I believed it, yeah. Which means that I still had my own integrity. I always have integrity. Now, just because what I believed isn't what happened, it isn't what I said I believed, but also I let them tell me that I believe that and then I believe that, but I also did not believe that at the time. I didn't listen to my gut. I don't believe anything. I believe everything. I believe it all, my friend. Praise Jesus. It's time to pray.
And then,
fuck him.
And then once I allowed myself to believe it, I tried to get people to panic.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
So much.
Also very important to note, he doesn't bring up how he's changed his tune on Putin.
Nope.
Since then. Also very important to, I brought this up in the middle of the clip and I gotta repeat it. Midas Resources, we played a commercial from his show from Y2K from Midas Resources. They still are involved with him.
Well, they convinced him.
But now they sell like the Dr. Wallach products and shit like that. So,
well, Dr. Wallach's product is still gold, my friend.
It's the golden touch.
He spins.
You took a bunch of notes. We got to get to this. Also,
okay.
Also, if you're listening and you haven't listened to our episode about Y2K, go back and listen to that. It'll give you a lot of context for why that clip was full of shit.
And then listen to that clip and feel my rage on a much more just tactile level.
So what are your notes?
Okay. One, did he have the top show with huge ratings?
I don't care.
Don't think so. Sales guys.
He might have. I don't care. That's what
sales guys. Sales guys?
Sales guys.
Sales guys were going to get him fired unless he did the most panic inducing fucking concentration camp having not Y2K episode.
Well,
we've got to sales guys.
We got to sell this gold. It doesn't
sales
sell
guys.
Itself.
Gotcha. Telecommunications Act of 96.
Yeah.
Does he know what that is?
Based on something he says later, I'm guessing he knows broad strokes.
Right. Does anybody listening to the Joe Rogan podcast know what that is?
No, but that's the gambit he's playing.
That is the fucking gambit right there.
Well, honestly,
just
I don't
randomly
know what it is
throw shit out. Just randomly throw that shit out and be like, nobody's going to follow up on this. Nobody's going to give a fuck.
Yep.
ICBM. Russia sent an ICBM.
Yeah.
And it was shot down. That was on ABC News. Was it?
I don't know.
Does anybody know? Is anybody following up?
I can't confirm this.
No.
Also, ICBM always makes me think of a cold shit. Icy bowel movement. I hate hearing that missile discussed. So, are you ready for the next clip?
All right, all right, all right. Is that what we're doing? Is that what we've become?
Apparently. So, at this point, Eddie takes the Jesus take the wheel. Eddie, help him out.
Eddie Bravo.
He wants to get
BR Johnny Bravo.
He wants to get into chemtrails. And
of course.
He wants to ask Alex a little bit about what's the deal, what's the reality with chemtrails. And Alex talks a little bit about that and then spins it into something wacky.
Hooray.
Oops.
But they're doing it for different purposes. Not to produce crops.
Right. Okay, I had been Livingston,
keep going,
the head of the U.S. weather weapon program for 27 years on my show first, because I saw it was declassified. I saw that he was in the panhandle of Texas. I called him running a major cloud seeding company with his son and got the 90-year-old to Austin. And then after that, he totally freaked out because the CIA came to his house. Do you want the interview's on YouTube? Do you want to know what he said?
Yes.
No, he was a World War II fighter pilot. At the end of World War II, he flew the first planes into hurricanes, which are in, you know, the Atlantic.
That's pretty gangster.
And into typhoons that are even faster in the Pacific.
Fuck.
And then he also led squadrons in Vietnam, flooding everything up to 10 feet of water out of clear blue skies within hours.
What a badass!
With their chemicals.
You have to be to do that.
Super badass.
Fly into a hurricane or a typhoon. Jesus
Christ!
Yeah,
he's the first guy to do it.
Holy shit!
Anyways. He's super badass. I don't even know he's alive. He's Ben Livingston. Right. At 90, he was still all there, and I thought at 90 he could kick my ass.
What a fucking...
He was big Texan, and I felt like the guy was tougher than me. Anyways,
he
gives me all this data, and I can't believe it. He's giving me all these classified photos and stuff because they just declassified the file. No one thought to call the old man from Lubbock or whatever it was.
Right.
So I call him, I get him on. They send a bunch of people to their company and threaten them the next week after I heard it. And he laid it out. He said, in 1967, we certified at the Stanford Research Institute that he was able to control hurricanes, create hurricanes, and steer hurricanes. All that got black budgeted, shut down, and then they got into these arrays where they could use antennas. And out of that, in Westinghouse, came the whole HART program. So in the 60s, they could create, control, and steer or kill hurricanes. That's why you Google now, Bill and Melinda Gates bought all those patents, and quote, Bill Gates is going to save the world from bad weather. Bill Gates wants to stop hurricanes. Google it.
Bill Gates owns
the weather machines.
Oh boy. That was emotional.
Bill Gates owns the weather machines.
That was emotional for you.
Has he seen the Avengers? That's the plot of the Avengers, right?
This is the first.
That is Sean Connery as the bad guy Avengers.
Not the fun Avengers, the other one.
Yes, the shitty Avengers.
The British one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Uma Thurman was in it.
It really is the plot.
The plot of the Avengers.
Hey, do you know what? There's clones in that movie, too.
There is clones in that movie! He's seen 10 movies.
Yeah.
And that is all of his references. Weather machine? Weather machine.
Bill Gates got it.
Weather machine.
He's got it.
In the 60s, weather machine.
Yeah.
That you can control hurricanes with.
Yeah.
Now,
also Alex has gone on, like, whenever he's attacked about this, has been like, I didn't say they can control hurricanes and start them. All I said is blah, blah. And then he sort of capitulates a little bit, but
because it's not a thing.
But when he has some whiskey and weed on Joe Rogan's show,
it comes out that he does believe it. Yeah.
And we're going to get into some other stuff that he believes.
The moment he said weather weapon, I immediately pulled up as much as I could find. So here is the best reference that I could find immediately.
Okay.
Jesse Ventura.
Oh boy.
The former Navy SEAL who turned pro wrestler.
No.
Only then to become governor of Minnesota.
Let me be clear. I love Jesse Ventura.
Listen up, brother.
That's not bad. That's Hogan.
No, I know. What's his thing?
He talks to Gorilla. Gorilla Monsoon.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Wait, listen, neither of us are a Adomian.
Yeah, no, it's Adomian who has to do that for us. Yeah, so he did a special, even on the conspiracy website, it says, it's a bit sensationalized.
Yeah, and Joe Rogan questions everything. He had his podcast, or his TV show about conspiracy stuff.
Yeah.
And they looked into chemtrails.
It's HAARP. It's H-A-A-R-P.
Oh, yes, it is. And
it
actually,
is HAARP.
We're going to learn a little bit more about
Are we going to learn a little bit more about HAARP?
This is dumb.
Well, they've got HAARP bases all over the place. They call them Doppler radar facilities. Oh, the government wants your local city to have Doppler radar.
I thought that was like so you could have the guy in front of the screen.
But that's it, like 0.1%. They can crank those arrays up that have massive. Your lights might go out when they do it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, because they'll use the whole power of your town through the Doppler radars, and then they control it. The U.S. has a giant weather weapon hidden in front of everybody in every town and city, and poor Russians and Chinese are just discovering it all. The U.S. has weather weapons that can knock them all out right
now.
So this clip is really long because Joe does a little bit of debunking, which I respect.
Poor China.
Yeah.
They're just discovering that weather weapons are all around them at all times.
There's one in every small town.
In every small town. 0.1% are used for Doppler radar. They can just do that whenever they want. But if your power goes down even a little bit, it's because they're controlling the fucking weather.
If you live in Centralia, Missouri, or Macon, Missouri, or I'm just coming up with small towns from around my hometown.
Lamoille, Illinois. Yeah, let's go with that.
You have Doppler radar to
Rochester
to get
whichever one you live in. There's so many Rochesters.
It's not a weather weapon so much as it is a way to glean information about the weather.
Yes.
And find out if there's going to be a tornado or pressure systems.
Every barometer to him seems like a weather weapon, right? Yeah. Like what's this magic, you know how much pressure there is in the air?
Well, we're gonna get
you're the devil.
We're gonna get to Alex not really believing that people can figure things out at some point. But this clip is pretty long.
He's pretty mystified by all things.
I wanted to say we're gonna let this play because there's some rebuttals that Rogan makes, and I want to be able to it to be clear.
Right. The simplest, the quintessential sign that Alex Jones respects you is if he says you could kick his ass.
And that 90-year-old guy.
That is the pure distillation of the only thing that Alex Jones respects.
Also,
is this guy looks like he could beat me up.
Also,
he is such a pure, like, this is the only way to determine male dominance.
This guy's a man. He likes whiskey. Kids.
He could beat me up. Who could beat me up? Only the greatest of men.
Also, I don't want to body shame people because that's not what I like to do. But Alex looked like shit on this show. he looked like anyone could have kicked his ass. But also, that guy who flew into tornadoes that he's talking about, or hurricanes, as it were. Him being 90 does really call into question what he's telling you. Cause I've talked to a bunch of 90-year-olds and the ones that are like,
I work with the elderly. I don't believe shit.
They're 90 and they're all there is a relative thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're all there. That means that, oh my God, they're great for 90.
Admittedly, flying into a hurricane is badass.
Sure.
There's no argument there.
If he did that, also was the first to ever do it.
Which, probably didn't.
Probably
he's a 90-year-old man. I don't know if you know this. Sometimes they exaggerate things.
Possibly.
Because who the fuck is going to call him out on it?
Certainly not Alex.
Nope.
But anyway, this
fake
clip.
Fake news.
I'm just going to let it play. It's important because Joe rebuts some things and then Alex tries to readjust his argument. And then when this clip is over, I'm going to explain why Alex Jones is a filthy fucking liar.
Let's learn and grow together.
It's control the weather. Ideas for barges to pump cold water from the depth of the ocean to create some sort of a roadblock for the hurricane.
This, what he has done is Googled Bill Gates weather control, and Joe has found this article about how cold water does stop hurricanes, and so there's a possibility that you could create trenches that release cold water. I'm sorry, I just wanted to give context because of where we started again.
Right, because Bill is trying to do good.
Right. Weather weapons.
Weather weapons.
Since hurricanes pull power
Space
from
Command?
The water's warm temperatures, cooling the water could theoretically lessen the impact of outright dismantle the hurricane. Well, it sounds like a good idea, though.
No, but the point is, look how loving he is.
But doesn't that sound like a genius idea? You spray cold water into the air.
It always does.
It'll cool off the hurricane.
Chemtrails, John O'Brien in the front of the CFR is saying we're doing this because for global warming,
Eddie,
we got to save the planet.
You are right about geoengineering and chemtrails. You were wrong about the dinosaurs not being real.
But hey, what about that? They're coming out saying, hey, there's going to be some countries that aren't going to be for it, and we got to figure out how we're going to deal with them. Because
do you want me to
give
the audience the big secret?
Yes. What's the big secret?
Keep going with that weather manipulation. Keep going with that. Come on, man. Don't change the subject. Keep going with that. You're not done with Livingston.
Okay.
Imagine, it's good you're here, but imagine me and Joe were actually,
come on.
You got me off on, you want me to hear about Ronald Reagan too, don't you?
Later. Finish the SAI program.
Well, he doesn't.
Alex is drunk by this point. You can tell he's drunk.
Oh yeah. He's ready to dish on anything.
Yeah. So let me.
As long as you don't ask him to dish on anything, he will talk about anything.
Yeah.
The moment you're like, hey, could you talk about this? His brain goes, oh, I actually can't.
He's certifiably.
I don't have the improv skills to yes and your question.
He's certifiably drunk because we've been watching him drink whiskey like it's water.
Okay.
But also he's behaving exactly like he does in that clip where he was yelling at that lady on the street.
Yeah.
He's acting and sounding like he does in the Secret of 2017 clip. So it's like, it's kind of reaffirming all of our, like, thoughts.
Quick question.
Yeah.
What is the Secret of 2017?
Still don't know.
Still don't know?
Megyn Kelly's ugly, but he just said she's not, so I don't know.
That's a good point.
But anyway,
all of our secrets are gone.
Anyway, I gotta stop interrupting this clip.
Here we go.
Oh, but he doesn't know about this.
I know about it, but it's like a minor deal.
What do you know about the SAI program?
Look,
let's get this done with.
Most of the real programs are just like fronts for something else. It's not even real.
So you don't think they're spraying shit into the atmosphere?
No, there is a program for geoengineering.
There's a program in place, and
yes.
You said it's the Doppler radar system and HARP and what else?
And aerial spraying still the most effective.
And what do they do?
They do have patents.
When you say aerial spraying, what are they spraying?
Barium salts, aluminum dioxide, radioactive isotopes.
They're spraying them in the air?
Yeah,
why are they doing that?
And the aluminum is because it does a bunch of things. They're testing a bunch of stuff. They're manipulating things. Listen, our Pentagon
is right,
so
but where
crazy.
Do you have, why do you have evidence that they're doing this and spraying aluminum and barium, whatever it is?
You can go online and read the Department of Energy. It's all public. Just like he just
you
said.
You can go online and watch a Chinese dude get jacked by a tiger.
Oh, I agree.
That's out there,
now, you
too.
Can go to the departmentofenergy.gov.
Right.
And you can watch CFR, the CIA director at the time, Brennan, admitting all this. This is all public.
Yeah, he admitted it. He talked about it.
But I saw it. I saw the video. We could play the video and go over it if you want, but he's talking about various options for controlling global warming.
Yeah,
they're laying out the future. Look, if global warming
there's
is
a guy,
hold
I
on a second. Hold on a second. If global warming is real, and we know it is, right? Don't you think they would
I don't
have?
Believe that.
You don't believe global warming's real?
I think
so.
It's a scam.
When they keep measuring these temperatures, and scientists keep saying that
they
this
got
is the hottest year on record.
The temperatures.
Okay.
That came out in the emails.
Well, let's find out what
Joe,
the most
I believe
recent
global
thing is.
Real.
Was
I believe it's real.
Okay.
I believe that it goes high, it goes cold. There's always micro temperatures.
There is always a big change. There's shifts.
Change is the only thing that ever happened.
That's I
but
think we all agree.
Paying carbon
on that.
Taxes to Al Gore won't fix it.
Okay, I think we all agree
that
there's shifts. But what I'm saying is there absolutely is global warming, right?
Yes.
What is the CIA?
I know that.
But hold on a second.
Warming?
Hold on
Let me
a
tell
second.
You, my dad's farmhouse. When my dad was a kid, the 1950s, for 3 or 4 months out of the year, it was below zero or freezing, and you had to chop wood and you'd freeze your ass off. And all houses had, even in the South, had. Had all sorts of chimneys in them for fireplaces because it was freezing cold.
Right.
And now there has been a warming period, but that's part of a normal global cycle based on the sun. All these astrophysicists are sure. The whole thing about claiming it's the carbon we put out. The Earth is carbon starved. There's a carbon cycle.
No!
That's the big story I want to get to. That the globalists want to tax. If they can tax oxygen, carbon dioxide, water, or sunlight, they have total control over the whole life cycle of the planet.
Well, let's play the video. Let's play the video. This CIA guy talking about it, because what I inferred from it is that they're trying to come up with some sort of solutions if global warming becomes a giant issue.
By the way, Brennan is a freaking known Wahhabist.
What? Joe, but Joe, look at it like a detective. What does the CIA have to do?
Let's watch the video first.
With global warming.
It's a good question. What do they have to do? I don't know what the CIA does. Do you
They're
know?
They're supposed the to Central stop communism. They were built to stop the spread of communism.
Right, but it's an intelligence agency.
What do they have to do with the environment?
Okay, they're part of the intelligence community. And if they got hired, I would imagine, this is just me guessing right off the top of my head, if they got hired to assess a threat, and the threat being from global warming, like what do we have to worry about? Are we really going to lose cities? Do we really have an issue?
No, there is.
That was Alex Jones just totally going, keep it under control. Keep it under control.
Yeah, there's whenever Alex's facts get sort of questioned, he really doesn't know what to do.
That was three dudes having a completely completely different conversations.
Yeah.
None of them were having the same conversation with each other.
That happens a lot.
Yeah,
that's why this episode is really difficult to discuss.
That was pure chaos.
It's not even over yet.
No, like, Kenny Bravo,
Eddie.
No, I'm gonna go with Kenny.
Oh, come on, man. Don't disrespect Kenny. Him, man. Don't call him out his name.
All right. Eddie Bravo is one, a lovable dope.
Yes.
I am fully on his side as
I
want
to hug him.
He's such a silly little goofball.
Yeah.
I feel like he's the most innocuous person.
He knows a lot of things that he's read, but he's one of these guys who just watches like YouTube videos and thinks they're educated.
Yeah.
You know, like, and maybe has read a couple documents, but doesn't really understand what they say.
Well, just like his, what does the CIA have to do with global warming? You're like, they don't.
No, but
they don't have anything to do with global warming.
But if they did, Joe has a good response to that, in that if there are threats that are posed by global warming, the intelligence community should be up on that.
Yeah, they should be, but they're...
I mean, it's a hypothetical good answer to a hypothetical question. But be that as it may, wait for this.
All right.
The entire conversation takes a turn when Alex pulls what he thinks is a Trump card
out of his pocket. All right.
And we'll get to why it's not in a second.
Goes down.
Give George Soros and the UN total power for a $100 trillion per decade global tax to micromanage and surveil everything humans do.
Let's hear. If
carbon's toxic, they've got to surveil it. Thus, they have a jurisdiction to control our lives.
Okay, hold up. Why does it say debunked? CIA director admits chemtrails, geoengineering, stratospheric aerosol injections. So it says a claim.
Guys, the Council
Brennan,
on Foreign
hold
Relations
on,
wrote
hold
a white
on,
paper
hold
for
on,
it.
Hold on. At the Council admits geoengineering in the form of stratospheric aerosol injections, SAI, is taking place, i.e. chemtrails. And the rebuttal is, nowhere in his speech is there an admission that an SAI program has already taken place. The part where Brennan mentions geoengineering is just one example out of several not often mentioned issues that the CIA monitors for potential elements of instability in the world. A SAI program, if ever implemented, could penetrate conflicts and security threats if misused. The CIA's job is to consider all types of concepts for potential future problems and threats, including the science-oriented concepts. That's totally possible.
All right, well, let me break down the reality.
Right, but isn't that possible?
Let me break down the reality.
What that guy just said, is that possible?
No, that's basically what Brennan said.
But what he's saying is that there are potential threats.
Do you want to hear
environmentally,
what
it's an issue, right? So he's not admitting that there's an SAI program.
Let me tell you.
But
okay, go ahead, tell me.
Everybody debates how many programs there are, all the specifics. A lot of that's classified. You can Google China launches major weather control operations 10 years ago.
Right.
Or Qatar does it, or Saudi Arabia, or the UK, or
for
EU.
Sure people have studied
No,
it, right?
No, they call it study. There's a giant... Hell, in 2005, the Department of Energy program for aerosol testing was $5 billion a year. So under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B.
Is that true? You nailed that right
yes,
there?
Yes, yes.
What are you, from Mars?
Under U.S. Code Title...
Do you live on that obelisk?
That was fucking insane.
Let me just tell you.
I can't even remember the last time a cheetah fought. And this motherfucker...
Listen, under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32,
okay,
Subsection
Rain,
1528, Paragraph B.
That's
so he brings out this statute, and he uses it as proof that his argument is that these people call things studies and they use that to attack us.
Yes, that makes sense.
I have pulled up this subsection. It's Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 128, Paragraph B. You can Google it, and I have found it.
Wait, so when he said you can Google it?
You can Google
it. You can Google it?
I found it, and
I'm assuming that he quoted it perfectly and agrees with everything that he's saying, right?
No.
Oh.
Restrictions on use of human subjects for testing of chemical and biological agents. Prohibited activities. The Secretary of Defense may not conduct directly or by contract any test or experiment involving the use of a chemical agent or biological agent on a civilian population or any other testing of a chemical agent or biological agent on human subjects.
Now, I believe this was probably enacted shortly after they did all of that stuff in, let's say, the Tuskegee experiments. Let's go through all of the different times that the government has actually done that, right?
I don't have a date on this, but
let's just go with if it wasn't, it should have been, and it wasn't. Like, yeah.
But this is not crazy.
Because this has happened before.
Yes.
The government has absolutely tested chemical agents on unsuspecting people in
yes.
the past.
Now here's where Alex's argument comes into play. Paragraph B is the exceptions. So the exceptions are subject to subsections C, D, and E, the prohibition on subsection A, which I just read, the prohibited activities, does not apply to a test or experiment carried out for any of the following purposes. One, any peaceful purpose that is related to a medical, therapeutic, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or research activity. Two, any purpose that is directly related to protection against toxic chemicals or biological weapons and agents. Three, any law enforcement purpose, including any purpose related to riot control. Now, that paragraph...
That is a disconcerting
oh, yeah.
last part
that
right
three
there.
Is weird.
I don't like that number three at
no,
all.
No,
that
I don't.
Three is very scary.
Three is weird.
Let's pretend that three was not allowed. That's scary as fuck.
Now...
So basically what that means is that as long as you're testing it out on riot control, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Or if it's related to medical, therapeutic, pharmaceutical, agricultural.
Yeah. No, those ones are fine because those ones are beneficial.
Right.
The riot control one is very scary.
It doesn't really matter though, because how subsection paragraph B starts is subject to subsection C, D, and E. So B is subject to what comes after it.
Right.
Let me read you C. Informed consent required. The Secretary of Defense may conduct a test or experiment described in subsection B only if informed consent to the testing was obtained from each human subject in advance of the testing on that subject.
Gotcha.
If you are using this to rationalize chemtrails,
yeah.
you'd have to have informed consent from entire populations.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. It's
now,
entirely impossible.
Now, hey, hold on 1 second. How many times have you clicked agree on the iTunes,
you might have just nailed
terms
it.
Of services?
Subsection.
Maybe
D.
It's in there. Maybe in the iTunes Apple re-up,
sure.
They're like, hey, chemtrails, you good with those? And you're like, yeah, I'm not going to read this whole
you
thing.
You might have nailed
chemtrails.
The biggest conspiracy ever.
Chemtrails is Apple. Just solved it.
So subsection D is about, notifying Congress. And E is just to really put into definition what a biological agent is by
right.
their definition.
Right.
So those two.
Like the ones Syria used to kill all its people.
Sure. Those two are just sort of definitions, but paragraph C is super important.
Yeah.
If you're using this statute, this Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 128, paragraph B, if you're using this, you have to mention paragraph C, because if you don't, it's not the full document.
It seems really important to mention the informed consent part.
Remember
right?
how scared you were when it mentioned riot control?
I was super scared.
It's scary.
It's scary.
But if they're beholden to paragraph C, you can't test riot control stuff out without informed consent.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
That's actually a very well-written statute then.
It is.
Here's my favorite part
and
about
it's misused in a fucking
yeah.
propagandistic way
yeah.
by Alex. And when they bring it up, because Joe pulls up the statute and they read it, they don't read everything.
Yeah.
So it looks like Alex is right. And
of course.
At this point, Alex is drunk and he gets this smug, smiley look on his face.
Ugh.
And at this point, Joe becomes his ally.
This is when your righteous fury unleashes itself.
Oh, it gets way worse. This episode's going to be 2.5 hours long, at least.
Okay.
But like, at that point, it's like, oh, everything Alex says is true. He pulled out this subsection, paragraph, blah, 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 blah. And oh my God, he's right. He must know everything. No, he doesn't. The actual text of the thing he was citing does not agree with what he was saying. It's insane. We talked about this on the last episode.
Yeah.
He's winning the battle of step B. And it's fucking insane and so dangerous. Because if no one looks into what you're saying,
yeah,
then you just get to say whatever you want. This is why he's not a journalist.
I am, one, in love with your passion.
Oh, I'm so mad.
just discussing our roles earlier prior to the show is like, we were talking about it, and I'm like, hey, my job is to try and make this as silly and as fun as possible.
I find facts.
And you were like, well, then what's my job? And then you went on this righteous fury rant, and it's like, that's your fucking job, my friend.
It's the 10 hours of prep.
That is your fucking job right there. Your job is to be filled with Samuel Jackson-esque righteous fury.
Well, my job is finding specifics that he says. And then being like, oh, what does that actually say?
This is some evil shit. Like, that's what that is.
It's not evil. It's banking on people being dumb.
But here's the thing about that. Just like the thing that I immediately thought of was all of the executive orders that Trump has pulled out in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Have been blatantly and clearly either unconstitutional or illegal.
Or take a step back. Weird.
Just weird. Yeah. No, they've all been that.
They don't seem to suit actual purpose.
And the amazing part about that was while you were reading that whole like subsections, this, I'm going, this is unbelievably fucking boring.
Yeah.
How could anybody possibly pay attention to this? And then you realize, oh, that's why they're all unconstitutional, because he doesn't read those subsections that were built in there.
Yeah.
He just goes, this is a thing now, bah, like that. Well, like that's what happens.
It's legislating by order as opposed, like,
yeah.
Not order like social order, but order like I order this.
Yeah. And that's not how things work.
It shouldn't be.
No. Well, but not even that. It's like there's all these little rules in there.
The government should work essentially by negotiation of people who disagree. There should be people on the left and on the right because conservatives, some of them have decent points.
Not anymore.
Well, no, but that's
not anymore.
That's not conservative.
That's, yeah, no, they've all lost their minds.
The political philosophy of small government and states' rights, those sorts of things have a lot of validity. And I think that there's a conversation that should be had and has been had in the past that has to do with that.
There's a conversation.
That's not where we are anymore.
That could have been had.
Right.
Were we not where we are right now.
Right. I'm expressing that my political philosophy is that a government, especially a federal government, is best served by disagreeing voices, having an argument, negotiating with each other, and compromising.
But that's why we're losing.
Yep.
You and I both have this idea of effective governance, and the GOP has lost their mind and gone like, hey, how about instead of that, we burn it to the ground!
But if we look at this code about restriction of use of human subjects for testing of biological and chemical agents.
It seems to be really well written.
But if you also look at it, it probably was the result of negotiations.
I would assume so,
yeah. Like, probably parts of this didn't exist in the original version. People were like, hey, we need informed consent.
And people who really gave a fuck in those very small details were like, no, we have to put this tiny little detail in there.
Yeah.
And if they hadn't have done that, then somehow all of this shit could have gone out of control.
And if they hadn't put that big detail in there, Alex would be right.
Exactly.
And he's not.
Exactly. Yeah. If somebody didn't give a fuck to that minute level, it would be chaos.
Yeah.
And that is where we live now.
Yeah.
Is the people who run things do not give a fuck to that minute level.
Where a propagandist like Alex Jones can go on Joe Rogan's show.
Exactly.
And effectively convince him of something that's not true.
I'm starting to think this Alex Jones character isn't on the up and up.
He's bad news.
I think he might be a bad guy.
He's a bad hombre. So Jordan, this next clip is pretty fun, and I'm excited to transition out of me yelling about a substatute.
With your furious anger!
So, I need to know, what do you know about aliens? And how are aliens real?
Alright, this is really big. So.
Okay. Yeah, pour another shot of that.
The media.
Let's get this out properly.
Now's the time.
The question is, what does Donald Trump know about aliens?
Oh, yeah. What does he know now, right? Because he's in the office.
I don't know.
That would be the first thing I did.
I think the Joe Rogan Experience deserves to know.
The first thing I did, I would run to the office, and I'd go, who's got the documents? Who's got the alien
documents?
Who's got them? That would be the first thing I would want.
Also, did you hear Alex do a parody of himself?
Oh, he's drunk off his ass.
He yelled the documents.
Yeah,
like,
that
he's
dude
doing a parody
is
of himself.
Nuts. Yeah, yeah, he's fucking wasted.
He's starting to lose it a little.
Let's follow this rabbit hole.
Also, this clip ends with him deflecting in one of the saddest ways I've ever seen.
I just want to see him drunk. Show me him
drunk.
I don't
know, right? Cheers, sir.
Talk about boring shit while I piss.
I gotta piss too. Yeah, you're a robot. You never have to piss. All right, let me give you my best, please. Deep research approximation. Once again,
what do you think is going? But am I wrong to still hold out hope that aliens are real? Because I tell you, as one, the two guilty pleasures that I still cling to is Bigfoot and aliens. Those are two. Bigfoot, not so much. I wish it was real, but I just don't. Think
are you
it
ready?
Is. Yes. Bigfoot's real?
No.
Come on, buddy.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm gonna give you the big enchilada, Joe. There are aliens in this room right now.
For real?
Yeah, you're not of this world, bro.
Me?
You're the alien.
Oh.
Yeah. That's his big enchilada there.
Suck a dick.
Well, I mean, it's...
Fuck you.
It's just...
Fuck you!
It's just another instance that
bullshit
he keeps
fucking
doing of this...
What a tiny little weak bullshit. Fuck you.
Yeah. So...
You're the alien.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
He keeps doing that, like, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Now, hold on, we gotta get to this. Or, a couple times.
Are you ready for this big secret? I gotta pee.
He a couple times also deflects with, jokes about him being Hicks, Bill Hicks, and how he like, why do people actually think I'm Bill Hicks? And Joe's like, people don't, it's a joke. And it's just like, but Alex uses
I
that.
Ask people, why do they think I'm Johnny Appleseed? And it's crazy, they
it's
don't.
Insane.
It's crazy, they just don't.
You've not gone all over this land.
It's weird. I haven't, but why do people think that?
I don't know. Well, it's a joke.
It's a joke? I can't believe that.
So Alex uses that to deflect away from stuff, but he can't deflect
it
any
sounds
longer.
Sounds like something Bill Hicks would say.
He gets to a point where he's drunk and he's sort of pressed to the wall and he has to answer questions about what he believes about the elites. And I'm going to let this play out. Please don't interrupt this.
Right.
I'm not going to, because it's a synthesis of a belief. And
okay.
I have some thoughts after that I need to explain to you.
Okay.
But now, just enjoy.
I will allow this.
Enjoy.
To happen.
We're fighting a pedophile conspiracy, but beyond that, it's a vampire conspiracy in that they are interdimensionally sucking the essence of our youth.
Right.
And they believe they're possessed by an off-world entity.
They do?
Yeah, and then, Joe, I've been on air 22 years. I don't get into aliens, metaphysical, religion, any of that.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He prays on air.
Yes, he does.
He prays on air.
All the stuff that he just said he didn't do, he does.
He does
all that stuff.
He does, yeah. I'm sorry. I told you not to interrupt it.
You told me not to interrupt it.
Well, just that I don't get into religion thing was so fucking whack.
No, you can't. No. Yeah. No.
So anyway.
No.
Anyway, the rest of this is wacky.
Studied the elite, and I've also communicated with a lot of the top people, and if you want to know, I will actually break down right now the best knowledge right now what's happening on the planet.
Yes!
What's happening?
Let me give you a basic gestalt.
No!
Okay. I love when you can use that word with full confidence.
Yeah.
I've never said that. Let me give you a basic gestalt. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm such a fraud.
No, you're not.
No, but that's what I'd think if I use that word.
No, you'll get all this because you'll already have most of the static because you're a bookworm, a research worm, in a good way. The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones tend to want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. and we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter.
No!
So we're like a thought or a dream
No! That's
a wisp No! In some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now,
No! There's
like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things is what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up in the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will, and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing, using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. This was, I knew about this before it was declassified.
That is the longest stream of uninterrupted insanity I've heard since I got off the train earlier today.
Well, it goes on a lot longer, but also, it's, I don't.
No. I can see the length of this clip that you've queued up. I can see how we've still got 11 and a half million more minutes to go.
No, there's like three.
That was fucking, I stopped taking notes a halfway through that because it's clearly, that is just not, one, dimensions don't work like how he thinks dimensions work.
No, but it does.
He saw Doctor Strange and he was like, oh, that's what dimensions are. That's what happened there. He is fucking, 12 dimensions? Nobody, like, no, what? No. Einstein? No. Planck? Definitely not. Planck? Definitely not. Definitely not Planck.
What are, if there's anything, here's what I know about Planck.
If there's anything he said, he has a constant! If there's anything that you can say about Planck, it is that Planck never said there were 12 dimensions. That's the most.
Should I Google it? Should I InfoWars this
okay,
thing?
Okay. Sub-transmissions.
Yeah.
Below the third dimension.
Yeah.
Trying to get up into the third dimension.
That's demons.
And human beings are already on the fifth or sixth dimension. I feel like he's confusing Einstein with space-time, with Lord of the Rings,
mm-hmm.
with Dante's Inferno. Unless, that's what's going on, right?
Unless he's talking about a different Planck. Max Planck really...
No, he's talking about Max... There's only one Planck other than the Planck Challenge or whatever
really
the fuck
just
is on YouTube.
He just sort of discussed lengths of things. Like, his constant has to do with lengths.
Yeah. Yeah,
speed
Planck
of light
was
and a vacuum and stuff like that.
Yeah. No. That's all regular stuff. So, zero mention of the 12th dimension.
So, Jordan, what you need to know about this is a lot of the stuff that he's spouting comes from an anonymous post that was put on Reddit or, I don't know if it was exactly Reddit, years and years ago. I read all of this like 8 years ago or so. And like, quite honestly, him spouting this stuff on Joe's show while he's really drunk and being like, this is the big thing.
That was fucking like, bananas.
It's actually disappointing to me.
It is bananas.
It's worse than what we've been talking about for the rest of these episodes where it's like the globalists.
Yeah.
It's worse than that.
No,
because
that's... That's pure fantasy. That's a fucking, Dragon's Song novel by Anne McCraffy.
And it's important to point that out because when he says he has sources, it's very suspicious.
Which he always has sources. And they are very high up. They are always very high up. His sources are so varied and expert. It is hard to imagine that he has not infiltrated every single level of government.
Yeah.
Every single level of technology.
Everyone's government.
In everybody's possible sphere. Like, the only place he doesn't know a lot about is Guatemala because he thinks there's a fucking wall there.
I'm not sure that I actually have this clip, but on the episode of Rogan's podcast, he's like, I was talking to a head of state.
Oh, which? Name. We fucking name, know. Name a head of state.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump! Would it be? Oh, God, we're all gonna fucking
We've
die.
Got such great sources. I was talking to a head of state.
A head of state.
Well, I wonder who it was.
Yeah.
But be that as it may.
I'm assuming Jordan. It was Iceland's PMA.
Jordan.
Right?
Jordan.
PM.
Yeah. Jordan.
Yes. Righteous anger. Fury.
This
yes.
clip isn't done. Okay. We need to listen to the rest of this clip.
Okay.
And I need to be clear when I'm talking about all, like this clear troll post.
Yes.
That had some interesting ideas that I read 8 years ago or so.
Okay.
He's taking from that, but saying he doesn't believe it. It's what the elites believe. But what you have to take away from that is that he believes that the elites believe that. That's important. The fact that he says, I don't believe it, is kind of a dodge because he believes that the elites believe it and there's some power in it when it's a fantasy narrative.
Yeah.
So anyway, the rest of this clip is going to play. He talks about this in a later clip, which we'll get back to at the end of the show. Where he kind of invalidates a lot of the things he's saying. But, let's enjoy.
Because of course he does.
Let's enjoy the
Ladies
ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's, get on this,
enjoy the ride.
Willy Wonka-esque boat into madness.
Enjoy the ride where Joe calls him out on this a little bit, but not nearly enough.
Saying I have good sources that they wanted to build a giant artificial system, and Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to this system by our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed.
Wait a minute. Humanity is only controlled of AI? How'd the pedophiles get in control of AI?
Well, the pedophiles at a whatever level.
They rule.
The devil, whatever you want to call it, this interdimensional thing that gives them advanced off-world technology, the fallen one that's not of this world, is giving them advanced knowledge.
What are you talking about?
Systems that have already been used before on other populations.
What?
Is that Satan?
But what are you talking about?
That's Satan.
But explain that. Something
that the stupid preacher tells you about who's totally controlled, or something you read about on in the news or TV.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us, rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species. So the species is now making a decision about its entire future.
Where are you getting this from?
That's what it is.
But where are you getting it from?
I know. From looking at all the data, researching it, studying it, watching the enemy. That's the big decision that humanity has now got before us.
That's not an answer. But also, I will say this. I didn't keep this part of the clip because that was way too long. But after this, Joe does bring up the idea of futurists, just sort of understanding where technology is going to go and sort of predicting. Like you were yelling about Asimov.
That was the Robots of Dawn timeline.
He
just described literally from iRobot to Forward the Foundation in Isaac Asimov novels.
I think
that's what he read.
Well, one of
that's
the pieces,
what he described every single step of the way. That's what he thought was going
to
happen.
Well, one of the pieces that I think we're going to have to deal with, and I think that this document actually takes Alex into a different category in my mind. Like, I really think it's unfortunate he went on
the
show.
Do you mean believing that the devil is an interdimensional being?
No, I always thought he thought that.
Okay.
No, but I think that this experience of listening to him and hearing him say these things.
These batshit crazy things?
I have to deal with him on two levels. Because he is a propagandist.
Which dimensions are those levels on?
The third.
The third dimension? And then what's the other level?
There aren't any.
There.
But like.
Okay.
I believe that he is a propagandist.
Yes.
But I also have to wrestle with the fact that I don't think he knows the difference between fiction and reality.
No, he absolutely does not.
He constantly brings up plots of movies. Like,
yeah.
It's already been like three so far.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've got Red Dawn is a huge part of his philosophy.
Sure, sure.
All right. We're gonna go with, now we've added Isaac Asimov.
Elysium seems to be really in his zeitgeist.
Absolutely. We're gonna go with, The Matrix is definitely important in
they
what he
live
believes.
Probably is in they there
They live is super important. Yeah.
But like, I really think that, I'm not saying that he's a schizophrenic or anything like that, but I think that there is a part of his brain that is unable to grasp what is real and what is art. Like, I really don't know if he can tell. Because when I read that huge, long post that was clearly fake.
You sacrificed yourself so the rest of us
no,
don't
I enjoyed
have to.
It. I read right. it because I enjoyed it and I was
yeah.
curious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
well,
when I read it, I could tell like, this is someone just fucking around.
Right.
And I enjoyed it for what it was, an expression of a new medium where
right.
you could troll people online in a sensible, interesting way that wasn't abusive.
Okay.
That long post to me seemed to be like, this is someone fucking around, but doing it really well. In the same way with John Titor. John Titor's another
yes.
great example.
Yes.
If you guys are listening, aren't aware of it, there's this guy claimed to be a time traveler, and gave a bunch of very wrong predictions about what was going to happen in the future. But it was really
odd
interesting.
How that works
It was
out.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And
like all of those, like all the times where you see that picture that it's like,
someone on a cell phone?
No, yeah, yeah. Or somebody on the cell phone in the old timey picture
or John Travolta
or somebody
back in
who
1800.
Looks, who looks severely like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, well, that must not have been, you know, that whole thing. It's fun.
Yeah.
But also, you're not an idiot. Don't stop believing that.
If you're unable to realize the variables that exist within a population of billions and that there are going to be people who look exactly the same.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane.
We live in a world where statistically anything that could happen, happens.
Let's get to this next clip. This is Alex realizing that he's got to
This is you gradually running out of righteous anger.
No, I just know I have to save it for the end of this.
Okay.
So this is Alex realizing that he's got to put on a show.
All right.
The globalists are anti-human. They think we're a bunch of dumb animals.
But where are the
they're,
aliens?
They're carrying out a sign. They believe it's not aliens.
Interdimensional. Hey, does that have to do with the Luciferian Freemasonry type shit?
I'd love to break
Skull
that
and
down.
Bones. Skull and bones. Break
oh,
down.
Thank God
Because I know that Albert Pike wrote the Freemason Bible. He's talking about Luciferian shit. So if you're a Freemason,
I feel the power
your Bible
of Lucifer seething in my hands.
Says that
he talks about he's talking about the KKK.
What?
Go for it.
Go for it.
Tell me about Albert Pike and
no,
the Freemasons.
No, I want to give, I mean, Joe, here's the thing, Joe. You brought in rightful
questions.
This will
prove your point.
About, I will in a minute.
It'll lead to your point because you're talking about Luciferianism.
You brought up the whole point. Let me just do this first.
Please.
You brought up the whole point about.
No more weed, Alex. No more. You're taking quotes from Buzz Aldrin.
When
I'm
Eddie
like, no
Bravo
more
tells
you.
You went too deep. You went too deep.
No more.
Period.
I knew he shouldn't have smoked. He's talking, taking quotes from Buzz
here's
Aldrin.
Here's the difference.
Just to give some context of what Alex smoked weed earlier, but also the Buzz Aldrin thing, they were talking about how, Buzz Aldrin in interviews has talked about how there is a, like a.
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin's certifiably saying nonsense now.
He said that there was.
Either
like,
that or he's right about a lot of shit that we're all scared about. Yeah.
There's a formation on Jupiter's moon or Venus's moon, Phobos or whatever. There's like a.
Or Deimos.
Yeah. And so earlier in the show, Alex was talking about how, Buzz Aldrin came on his show and told him a bunch of truths.
Yeah.
And then so they Googled it and they pulled up a C-SPAN video of him saying those things. And I was like, he said it on my show first.
Of course.
Here's where I'll give Eddie Bravo some really nice props. The whole time he's like, he's fucking lying to you, Alex. He's fucking with you.
I love Eddie Bravo's, the narrative of this episode so far has been Eddie Bravo going from sycophant to, hey, Alex, stay on topic.
Well,
like, he's turning into Alex. Yeah. Eddie Bravo has a curiosity that is heartening.
I think Eddie realizes that he's
falling in love with Eddie Bravo.
But that's his charm. And
he is a charming little dope. And I love him.
And it kind of makes me sad that 2 hours ago I said he's an idiot.
Yeah, no, he's a sweetheart.
You shouldn't believe that vaccines are terrible and also chemtrails are stupid.
He's one of those guys who is curious and gullible.
Yeah.
And that makes him so susceptible to that kind of con man thing.
But he means
where it's
well.
Like, if he, yeah, he means so well.
Yeah.
He wants the world to be a better place.
Yeah.
That's why he's angry about chemtrails.
But at the same
time, it's not because he thinks people are screwing people over. It's because he believes that his fellow man should not have to live underneath the tyranny that is imaginary trails of chemicals.
You are so right. I mean, like, I don't have this clip, but at some point in the episode, he's talking about one of his interests in conspiracy being, I have a kid. I don't want my kid to live in a world that I could have stopped.
Yeah.
And so you are right. That's where it's motivated from.
He seems like such a good-hearted.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. If he were.
Let me walk back me calling him an idiot.
Yeah. No, you put him in, like, his life has this one very simple, like, fork in the road where it's like, you give him one set of information at one point in his life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is a guy who is now a fucking public defender.
He could be a scholar.
Just giving up everything to defend the poor and the helpless.
Yeah.
Instead, you give him this one angle, and now he's asking Alex Jones whether or not chemtrails are real.
But I also
like,
want
to
say,
that is a pure-hearted man.
Like, I want to also say, take all of that shit away. He's apparently one of the best martial arts instructors in the world.
Oh, well, good on him.
I don't know anything about that, but apparently he's...
Well,
super credible.
If Joe Rogan knows him, Joe Rogan's a UFC guy, right?
Yeah, and he's apparently trained some of the...
Yeah, so I'm assuming that, yeah, Joe Rogan knows him because people have been murdered on his account. So, yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to the clip.
I'm trying to dominate the discussion.
You're
being nice.
Not.
I'm being nice.
You
listen,
are being nice.
Seriously, I want to be nice.
You are
nice.
You're a great guy. Look, I love you, man. I'm always happy to see you.
What I'm telling you is that the globalists admit a lot of this. It's in a lot of their white papers, a lot of their reports. If you want me to actually give it to you, I will.
Oh.
They say they believe they're going to become gods. The rest of us are profane and
right,
don't
but
get
all that
to.
Shit about interdimensional beings, giving them all the data.
Let me
where's
tell
all that coming from?
Is there video?
Okay, you know where the theory of the species and where all the Darwin stuff came from. He had an hallucination and believed he was given all this stuff from, like, demons.
Yes!
And I'm not saying that's
you
real.
Are you confusing Darwin with Descartes?
No, that's Darwin.
Didn't Descartes have, isn't he the one that came up with the idea of science? Oh, it's science from a dream. So Darwin's idea came from, Darwin was like really into channeling and stuff too,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And the guy
so
that
he
came
knows
up.
And he acts like he does it. Okay, whatever.
Well, so it was the guy that, yeah, a lot of those guys.
Tesla.
Are.
Yeah, they get the technology they believe from a freaking other dimension.
People are cool with that.
You know all about this as much as I do or more, Joe, and you sit there and act like you don't know.
I forgot about it.
You're afraid to give your audience all the information.
Whoa. Yeah, but you know what? You know what you're saying?
Are you saying I'm a shell?
Hey, Joe.
No! I'm saying you're smart.
So that was Alex realizing he had to show up. You know, he's drunk and he's like, oh, I gotta be Alex.
That was Alex from our Alex doing stand-up episode. And that's what that was.
I mean, that's Alex from going to break on his own show.
That's a good point.
You know, like, he's like, oh, fuck, I've got to shift into my own mode.
Let's start with scientists.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, if you're gonna pull
scientists, your number one scientist is gonna be Isaac Newton, because he was an alchemist. He believed all that nonsense.
But
Descartes, no thank you.
I also want to give credit, I don't have the rest of the clip because it rambled a whole bunch. But
who would have guessed?
They end up getting into, apparently the guy who, the guy who Darwin was working with was into a bunch of weird shit.
Yeah.
And so that's what the misconnection
was. Well, I mean, Darwin was into a bunch of weird shit in that he was part of a club, that was all about eating as many different types of animals that you could possibly eat.
That doesn't seem that weird to me.
No, right? You would want to eat have you eaten an ostrich?
Never would.
But you kind of want to, right?
The idea
is interesting. You only got one life to live. Why not eat an ostrich, right?
I imagine I won't die and think, like, fuck, should have eaten an ostrich.
Yeah.
I imagine I won't. I don't know, but I imagine.
But imagine that, you know what? There's no point in it. No, the thing is there are plenty of insane scientists. Like, they're mentioning of Tesla. Tesla was not somebody who believed in the occult and then became smart. Tesla was somebody who was so unbelievably, ridiculously capable of holding purely physiological images inside of his head that we can't really, like, I can't even comprehend the idea of holding an entire machine schematics inside of my brain.
Sure.
Like, he couldn't even write it down.
He was
Tesla
one of a kind.
Was a fucking genius. Like, he figured out wireless power and we're still working on it.
I'm closer
100
to
years
my
later.
Cat than I am to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if you were that guy living in a world full of the rest of us, why wouldn't you believe crazy nonsense? Right?
Totally.
Now, Descartes, on the other hand, Descartes was a mathematician, not a logician.
Well, a philosopher.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but even then, it was because of his affinity to math. All of his syllogisms were purely if A, then B kind of situations.
Sure.
It
just
was
the modus
all
ponens.
Exactly. Now, Isaac Newton, on the other hand, was a pure alchemist.
Uh-huh.
Where it was like, if I figure this shit out, you know, gold, God, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
That kind of a thing.
So what's your point as it relates to Alex?
My point being, as it relates to the nonsense that Alex just said, is that at no time does he engage with what they did.
Yeah. Well, but he's
it
only,
was
he's
all
only
about
interested
the
in,
tertiary nonsense, and at no point does he engage with,
he's
here's
only,
why these things are indisputable.
He's interested in the fact that they get this information from another dimension. They get it from trans-dimensional beings that tell them what to do.
But that's the end of that question right there.
Yeah, it's dumb.
But
anyway, here is a fun clip. It's not fun necessarily, but it's short.
That's right? It. Let me give you the good news. I'm not here to kiss the ass of the establishment.
Oh, thank God.
A lot of patriots in the government who have always criticized ended up being the people that heard me bitching and you bitching do something. They've done something. And they're really trying to reverse this whole thing right now. And there is a full-out war inside the government of guys that like to eat steaks, drink beer, and have women versus a bunch of pot-bellied pedophiles.
Whoa.
Yep. That's the war.
No!
That's the war. That's the war, man. Steaks, cigars, and pussy versus pot-bellied pedophiles. There was a great point. I would
call that an oversimplification, yet somehow that is not a strong enough word for it.
I didn't isolate this because what surrounded it wasn't interesting enough, but there was a point where Alex, probably like 2 hours into the episode, is like, Trump likes full-grown women.
Oh, of course. Of course.
And Joe's like, I get it. You can just stop saying that. He's like, I get what you're trying to say, but you can just stop. Like, it's almost like him be like a very polite version of the lady doth protest too much.
Yeah.
So we have a couple.
Hey, we gave you just enough rope. Please don't hang yourself too much.
We have a couple clips left. One of them, we'll get back to, the dumb weirdo Illuminati narrative from earlier. But this one is Alex too drunk to fucking make a coherent argument.
Okay.
When the discussion of Obama's birth certificate comes up, and it's so fucking bizarre.
Real quick, I genuinely think we should start to save all of my notes pages.
Oh no, me too.
Because
I had the thought before we started.
If we put this up at fucking put this up at fucking MoMA, this looks like the ramblings of it. This is like the notebooks in the movie Seven is what this looks like.
No, I legitimately thought, like, let's keep these and do it like a Patreon giveaway or something like that. Jordan's notebook pages.
Yeah. The rage-filled notebook pages of Jordan.
You might need a whole new sheet here because this one is fun.
Excellent. Bring me fire.
You want to hear about a conversation with myself and Donald Trump?
Yes.
Sure.
Go for it.
Are you allowed to do this? Wait a minute before you do it. Should
just
you
let
do
him. Who cares if he doesn't?
I don't want to get in trouble. He's drunk and high.
No, I'm not. No marijuana. That
okay.
Was
that was fake.
I had a drink of this. This is freaking. This is
American.
Let's go.
No, Trump basically said, we're going to clean it up, Alex. We know all about it, Alex. We're going to stop him. And we're going to do it.
But he also said Obama's from Kenya.
Well, that was when, that's a huge intelligence op. You want to write that down? You want to know about Reagan? And let's think about birth certificate.
Yes, okay. Please. Also,
just a warning.
Yes, please.
This clip is kind of long. I want to let it play just so we can hear. Like, I don't want to interrupt and get rid of the context because it doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to fill up a notes pages. Ladies and gentlemen, donate to the Patreon and you will be able to receive Jordan writing angrily about nonsense.
Patreon.com/freezingpoint. Also, you can get super male vitality there. Okay, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. We'll be back at the end of this clip.
So I now can tell you the full scoop on that.
Right. What do you think happened there?
I know exactly what
happened. They told him that Obama was from Kenya. They fucked with him.
You want to hear it right now?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to tell a Trump story, but okay, I'll do that.
We'll go back to the Trump story.
Let me write down Trump story.
We're good. Thank you, Eddie.
Trump story.
Powerful, Eddie Bravo.
Jamie, you better add extra juice to that time signature.
Here, one more for Joe.
Hold on.
Apple juice. Apple juice.
Okay. Maybe not, Alex. Come on.
Okay. Each secret, one more.
Jesus
apple
Christ!
Juice.
If you give me, if you pour another drink for me, I'm gonna fucking.
How many years
I'm gonna
you
send
you
to another dimension?
How many years?
Seven years. So what were you just about to say?
What was the issue?
Jesus Christ! Do you remember what the question was, Jamie?
What Donald Trump told you?
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah, no, you're about to say what Donald Trump told you, what was it about?
You wanted to know about something else.
What the fuck was it about?
But let's leave. Fuck.
But hold on a second. You're fucking with my memory. What was it? You were just good about.
I'm not the only one. I used to have a good memory. Not
Jamie.
I don't remember.
Oh, we're too high.
Let's go to the Trump story.
I'm not high. I didn't do anything.
Trump.
Jamie's gonna figure it out. What is it?
Someone will tell me in just a second.
Yeah, someone's gonna tell him on Twitter, and we'll figure this out. Jesus Christ.
And then I'll write.
It's a problem with being too high and talking over each other.
Trump,
he's about to tell us some really important shit.
You go for 5 minutes.
Trump calls
you. I'm being rude.
How many times a week on average?
No, you need to go for
a long time. 10 hours, Joe.
No.
This should be your longest podcast.
We'll definitely peter out before then.
No.
We'll go forever, dude.
What is? No one knows what the fuck we were just talking about.
We got like a minute gap.
How did we all
Joe
forget?
Asked a really great question.
How did we all forget?
Really good question.
Because we're blasted.
Dude, you better call your dispensary and get some answers.
So you were talking about the Vatican. We were talking about pedophiles in the Catholic Church.
Birth certificate.
Oh, the Kenyan thing. That's right.
Okay,
Kenyan.
Listeners are paying
attention.
The powerful Twitter.
Yeah, okay. So tell me what
happened. This is a place where I'm not ashamed of this because I got conned. When I've been conned, which happens, you know, every once in a while, you know, I admit it later. We learn from it.
Okay, Buzz Aldrin.
Okay, what happened?
Dude, Buzz Aldrin.
Okay, go ahead. Don't interrupt him, Eddie. Come on.
I only told you a funny Buzz Aldrin story.
No. Kenya. What happened?
Okay, Kenya. Okay, and everything I'm going to say, your listeners can write this down. They can search engine everything I'm going to say.
I am writing this down.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I did Google all this.
And learned it. See this for themselves. Because the journey with InfoWars is not that I'm that smart. I'm just like you. I'm having this journey, and I'm going to show you. So this is what happens.
Okay.
Also, that is not at all how he presents it on his own show at all. At all.
Generally speaking, he presents it as being 99.9% correct with him and all of his sources.
And you're an idiot and a globalist if you don't agree.
If you disagree, you are a globalist.
Obama's running for office, and Hillary's people, because I follow the news every day, Hillary's campaign, this letter came out, puts out that he's born in Kenya. And I'm like, gosh.
That was thoroughly debunked over and over and over again.
How many times?
At least 25 million.
Would you say over and over again?
Over and over and over and over.
Yeah. How many overs again?
So many overs.
So many overs? Okay.
Through her. I was quietly, and I'm really ashamed of this, but I told listeners this, so I'll just say it. I was an early on Obama supporter in that I wanted to try to unify people. I didn't like John McCain. So I said, yeah, he's bad. The Democrats are bad, but I hated what had happened so much.
We were fooled by Obama too.
Well, I was hoping.
Let him talk.
I mean, I wasn't Obama supporter. I just didn't attack him.
You liked it better than the alternative.
Yeah, I didn't push him for office. I was just like hoping that all his BS was real.
Okay.
So, and then I started hearing these leaks, and it was from Hillary. You can Google this. Hillary first progenerated the whole deal. So I'm sitting there hearing that he's born in Kenya. So I think, I don't care. That's a bunch of BS. And then the articles start coming out as the right wing picks it up, who does the research. And it's his wife in like 2000. and 6 and 7 in speeches going, my husband born in Kenya knows about the immigrant's experience. It's video. You can pull up. Michelle Obama. Oh yeah, pull it up. And then Harvard Law Review, which he headed up for at least 3 years. He was the editor. And he says, I was born in Kenya, a little bitty blurb by his picture.
Really?
Oh yeah. Says he's born, but he wasn't born in Kenya. Wait till I get to this.
Oh, so that was some.
It's just like Pizzagate.
Oh. It's, what?
I finally learned how that, no.
Double cross.
Well, it's not in pedophilia. I mean.
Hold on. Let's hear her say it.
Here you go.
HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test for the very point of showing folks in Kenya.
Okay,
that
but that doesn't mean that he was born in Kenya.
Clip.
Like,
there's
if
another clip. He just found that fast, but there's another where she said, and there's the Harvard Law Review, which he edited, where he says, "I was born in Kenya."
Oh, so, okay. Well, that, but she, right there, what she's saying is his homeland. Like, if you're from Ireland, like, I know dudes
Irish
who are born in America, they want to go back to Italy or Ireland or, yeah, it's always the
totally
homeland.
Agree.
They call it the homeland.
But listen, let's just, going on to, what were we covering?
Kenya.
Trump.
Oh, the birth certificate.
Kenya. So yeah, Trump got involved in all that. And the whole birth certificate, go ahead.
No. So how did it, what, did someone like leak that information to him to try to make him look foolish because he chased after it?
Yes. So.
Bullshit!
Well, we're just researching. It's not anybody trying to make anybody foolish.
So bullshit! Do you think they just maybe made an incorrect judgment?
Well, we found bullshit! Out all about it. This is stunning information.
Stunning.
So, people want to say he's illegitimate. They then look at him in the Harvard Law Review saying he's born in Kenya. They look at clips. They look at the fact he won't release his birth certificate. He had a name.
He did.
Barry Satura in Indonesia. He had all these weird cutout names. He had like 5 aliases.
Wow.
Why is
then
that?
He wrote Dream, look it up.
Cause he's a baller.
He wrote Dreams of My Real Father.
Right.
Or Dreams of My Father. Dreams of My Real Father is the documentary.
Dreams of My Real Father.
And he talks about Frank Marshall Davis, the communist, famous pornographer that he spent summers with. He looked side by side as the same guy. So they were worried that it was going to be Frank Marshall Davis, but it had actually been his mom in like a scam making money off, she was CIA, bringing back people to the U.S. in sham marriages to have them immigrate. It was basically a cover-up of the fact that his real father was Frank Marshall Davis, the communist. And so that's who Obama's real dad was. And Dreams of My Real Father breaks it all down. It's online. It's pretty powerful info.
I mean, that's a rambly goddamn answer, if there ever was one. So let's take a little step back and see, like, do we have an answer to what matters there? Why the what's
okay.
The birth certificate?
So the
narrative?
Question
this is
the question is the birth certificate.
Yeah.
All right. Trump got conned.
Sure.
So did Alex.
By whom?
Frank Marshall Davis?
He's dead.
The CIA?
Maybe.
Isn't it did he just say that Obama's mom was a CIA operative?
Yes. And
okay.
He was groomed by the CIA from birth.
All right. Now, one, apple juice.
You keep saying that. That's fucking cute.
I feel like he's not just drinking apple juice.
No, and I watched the entire video. You can he's drinking it like water.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's a couple instances
it looks like he's – it sounds like he's drinking it like water.
There's a couple instances of him just pouring shots, and you can see, like, Joe's face being like – like, there's a couple that don't play on audio, so I didn't include
right,
them.
Right, okay. So Trump got involved because he got conned.
Yeah.
That's the story that he's pulling up.
He was interested in figuring it out.
Yeah. The whole thing is Trump is innocuous
right.
in this situation.
It all came from Hillary's people.
It was progenerated.
Which again, please look into that. That is 100%
not true. Bullshit. Straight bullshit. Alrighty. So, yet again, somehow, one, alcoholics are mad at him for drinking too much.
That came up in that clip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo are clearly...
They're not alcoholics. Joe doesn't drink that much. He's a weed guy.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm an alcoholic. I'm not killing myself, but I'm still a...
No, but don't paint Joe or Eddie in that light.
Fair. Well.
But yeah, that
Eddie is our lovable hero in this whole thing.
There's a difference between an alcoholic and a functional drinker. You know, like those two things are very different.
Okay.
Alex's behavior is indicative of an alcoholic.
Alex is an alcoholic.
Joe can drink and not really be like. He
but again,
you and
I are professional alcoholics, as opposed to other people.
That might be part of our comedian lifestyle. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. It's not that, you know, for normal people. This is
that.
Good point.
It's irrelevant.
Good point.
To the
you're right. You're right. All right. One, I like that Alex Jones said that he was ashamed.
Sure.
Because I don't know if that's a thing that's possible for him.
Well, my therapist likes to tell me that shame means I'm bad. Guilt means I did something bad. So if when you're ashamed, that means that you're indicating that you are bad. Your behavior was actually bad. It wasn't just an action. It was something about yourself.
So what you're saying is on our next podcast, your therapist is going to be a guest, right?
I wish. She's a very interesting lady.
Oh God, there's so much. There's always another clip. That was the thing that I listened thinking every single time.
And if you watch his
every
face,
single time that he gets any challenge, it's because you didn't watch the right clip.
And if
it's
you
because you didn't watch the right thing.
If
it's
you
because
watch
you
his
didn't
face
read the
when they
right
start
thing.
The clip,
yeah.
He's like, this is it. And
yeah.
Then it changes to, no.
No. You didn't see the right clip. Yeah. There's always a different clip
I should
that
also
supports whatever I say.
From about the hour point when he starts drinking throughout this episode.
Okay.
His face is this smug, and I'm not saying smug like I'm mad at him or anything like that, but
right.
There is like he's like preening kind of like this. Whenever he pulled out that, title 50, chapter 32 subs, I have it written down. That's why I can.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
You've
got some great notes.
But
right
when
there.
He pulled that out, there was a look on his face like, I've done it. I've convinced them.
Have been to the mountaintop.
Yeah. There wasn't an interaction. It didn't look like friends interacting. It did from Joe's end.
Yeah.
But from Alex's end, it really looked like someone who's like, fuck, I made it through this trial.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, everything is okay. I don't look like an idiot. And unfortunately, to anyone who isn't drinking the Kool-Aid, so to speak.
Yes.
He looked like a total idiot.
He looks, yeah. Cause that's his default position. Explain to me. The amazing thing about that long list of nonsense was that it seemed like every single thing he said led into the next thing.
Sure.
And yet they are completely and utterly unrelated to each other.
And I should say it does go on longer.
I'm sure it does.
There's more stuff about like Frank Marshall Davis and what have you. Like it just rambles.
Wait, so his real father is supposed to be Frank Marshall Davis?
Who's a communist and a pornographer. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, also what's fun about that is that they put up a picture on screen of Frank Marshall Davis, Obama's alleged dad, and Obama. And he's like, look, he looks exactly like him. And,
do they look alike?
I don't know. But what's great, what's great is Joe is like, I don't know. I think he looks like his dad more than he looks like Frank. And there's no response. To that, really.
Do you mean cause of course?
Yeah.
Would you say cause of course?
I withhold judgment. I don't care. But also, this Barry Satoru nonsense.
Where did that name come from?
It comes from.
Who is that? I'm sure you've done research. My job is to
honestly,
say to you who
I've
is
looked
that?
Into this and I can't fully explain it, but I do know that a lot of sources I've been able to find cite like a fake college ID.
All right.
That has that name.
That's
on
all
it.
I ever needed to hear.
The aliases seem to be photoshopped identification of him. It goes back to this idea of like there was this whole narrative that like he no one that went to college with him remembers him
except for all the people who went to college with
right
him.
But don't worry
except
about
for
that.
Those people
don't worry about that
yeah don't
no
worry about
no one
those.
Remembers him because his actual name was Barry Satoru. I don't know. I'm not interested in this narrative because I dipped my toe. I dipped my toe into the pool and I was like, "Nah, this isn't the pool."
Yeah,
for me.
let that one go.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It didn't pass the smell test.
All
for
right.
Me.
So I've written down all of the like little angles here.
Sure.
And I have yet to see one that's related to
Kenya?
the other ones. Yeah, Kenya. So the whole purported idea behind this question and answer situation
was that Trump got set up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there any, like, evidence of that? So all the stuff
what's,
I wrote.
What's evidence?
All the stuff I wrote.
Anymore,
has,
like, what is evidence?
All the stuff that I wrote you know what I mean? Is constantly, like, one, the first thing I wrote is Bravos is high as fuck.
Yeah, he's real high.
That's the only thing that in all of my notes I can confirm 100%.
He's good at high.
He's a delight. Yeah. He's by far my favorite character so far.
Yeah. He's like a lot of our friends who get high all the time. They're great at being high.
In all of our episodes, Bravos is our hero at this point.
Just Bravo. Not Bravos, like it's Game of Thrones.
No, I'm going to go with Game of Thrones here. He's a water dancer. All right. That's what I know for sure.
Get to your fucking point.
Don't keep me from saying his name is Kenny Bravo or Eddie Bravos.
Go. Because we have three more clips.
All right. Okay. Here's my ultimate point. I have no idea what the fuck he is trying to say.
Neither do I. I have listened to the entire thing three times.
Okay.
Anyway, we get back to the elites and what their plan is.
Yes.
And Alex brings out an example of one of the evil members of the elite cabal.
Interdimensional?
And then I want to give props. Joe kind of asks him some questions that can't really be answered.
Gotcha.
Which is fun.
Listen, let me give you the big picture.
Please.
The elite admit that they are studying humanity like they're a breakaway civilization. They believe they're taking the best ideas of humanity and building a breakaway civilization of technocracy so they can transcend us. And I want the public to know the decision has been made to dumb you down, balkanize you, turn you against yourselves, have regional wars, play people off against each other, and then basically release bioweapons that wipe out most of the population.
Okay.
While the elite transcend it, you know, to the next level.
Can I pause this right here? Who are the elite? Like, when you say the elite, who are these people? And how do they get together?
Are they the Rothschilds?
Hold on a second. How do they all agree? Who votes? How do they decide?
Okay,
there's a bunch of powerful type A super billionaire characters who like running shit. So how do they get together and all agree on the same thing?
Well, they decide on agendas that will empower their individual agendas, and they're pretty much let into those power structures early on.
So how do they meet?
Because they are, okay.
Bilderberg Group.
Is that the Bilderberg Group?
Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group.
What's the Club of Rome?
Davos. Club of Rome is a population reduction group. I mean, if you can go to InfoWars.com right now, there's an article and a video I cut about Oprah Winfrey. I'm not saying she's a bad person, where she's part of a secret eugenics group.
Hold on a second. Stop right there. He said, I'm not saying she's a bad person, but she's part of a secret eugenics group.
That doesn't mean it's bad.
I'm a really good person, but I like killing weak people. I'm just trying to thin the herd. I'm a really good person, though.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Just like, absolutely. So you can go there. It's the truth about Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
And it just deals with, it's in the news saying,
boy,
Oprah Winfrey in secret
look
meetings.
Look at your face. You look so serious.
I look like I'm on a toilet.
You think she's in secret meetings with like the Bilderberg Group or something?
No. She admits that.
Okay.
They admit on the news to reduce population.
Right.
Only because we leaked it first. Go ahead.
But when
Let's
someone.
Let's take a 6-minute break. Let's play it.
No, when someone like her.
JoeRoganExperience.com.
Hold, please. When someone like her says something about reducing the amount of illegitimate babies born or the amount of babies that are born because there's no birth control, a lot of times those kind of statements get construed into population control.
She's in the
but
secret
then,
meetings.
Then people start saying she's into population control, and that means she wants
but
to kill people.
She's in the secret meetings, and she's pushing it, and she's tax exempt.
I'm not in those secret meetings. Are you in those secret meetings?
Let me tell you.
Do you go to those secret meetings?
We leaked it.
Have you ever been in one of those secret meetings?
I did sneak into one.
Do you hear what they said?
Yes.
Did you? They say they want to kill half the people?
No.
They just pulled our timing on that, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
They just pulled our fake news timing on that.
That ending is amazing.
Were you there?
I want to play it back.
Yeah.
I want to play
were
it
you,
back.
Did they say what you
in
said?
In case you missed
no.
it.
Did you say listen, what they wanted? Yeah.
Listen
did
to
you
this
say
again.
What they said?
Listen
no.
to this fucking again.
Okay.
It construed into population control.
She's in the
but
secret
then,
meetings.
Then people start saying she's into population control, and that means she wants
but
to kill people.
She's in the secret meetings, and she's pushing it, and she's tax exempt.
I'm not in those secret meetings. Are you in those secret
Let
meetings?
Let me tell you.
Do you go to those secret
they
meetings?
Leaked it. We leaked it.
Have you ever been in one of those secret meetings?
I did sneak into one.
Do you hear what they said?
Yes.
Did they say they want to kill half the people?
No.
He's too drunk. That was honest answers.
Yeah, no, that was.
That was like.
Did he just say he sunk into one?
He snuck into one.
He snuck into
Bohemian
one.
Grove.
It sounded like he sunk into one.
He talks, after this clip,
he's a little bit slurry.
How he, snuck into Bohemian Grove.
Okay.
And he's like, there's some good people there.
Sure he did.
Yeah. And again, I recommend everybody look into the real story about that. It's insane.
He
walked in the front door. No one cared.
Look, if you go after Oprah, shit's wrong with you.
And you best not miss.
If you come at the king, you best not miss. Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing going after Oprah? Why Oprah?
Well, it's cause she has that, she's becoming a 60 Minutes contributor or whatever. He's mad at her about
she's
that.
She's fucking Oprah.
MSM.
There is zero
fake news.
Of all the people I can't think of, like maybe Ellen DeGeneres is the lesser of like, okay.
Do you notice a trend though that people who he attacks are pretty much never white and male? It's not a coincidence.
I've never noticed that trend.
Think about everybody he's talked shit on.
Incredibly offensive that you would say that about our race-blind Alex Jones, who has never talked about race on his show. How could he? Why would somebody label him as a bigot?
There's a whole episode we never covered where he just screamed about Don Lemon the entire show. And I don't think we should cover it because I don't like Don Lemon either.
Yeah. That's one thing where
I'm not gonna step up to bat for Don Lemon.
I don't want to get into that argument there. Right. I don't want to find that gray area where we find ourselves in the Venn diagram together.
So, Jordan, this next clip is it has no substance to it.
Okay.
But listen for it. Joe says something that he has said a couple times. I just isolated one of them. It's the greatest.
Nail it.
Junior here.
When you
have
a kid that
action.
Dies, that can make you think totally different.
Yeah,
when you're,
for sure.
When your kid dies, you're like, fuck this. I'm going
That's
with
Eddie Brown.
Eddie is talking about a hypothetical situation where JFK's kid died before he started going after the mob. Anyway.
Sure.
My soul, right?
Yeah.
You're like, fuck this. What could be worse? My son already died. What could be worse? I'm coming after you.
I isolated that clip just because it's like, there's a couple times where he tells him, let's not do more whiskey.
Once again, Alex
just keeps bringing the whiskey out.
Once again, Eddie Bravo is our conscience. Eddie Bravo is our guide.
Yeah, I guess so.
I agree with Eddie Bravo in every aspect of what he's saying. He is saying, if your kid dies.
Sure.
Basically, Eddie Bravo is giving you license to believe that Taken is real.
Yeah, he's trying to let you know that humanity is real. We got to get through these last couple clips.
Let's do it.
We're pushing 3 hours.
Let's
now.
Do it. We were always going to.
So I
told you.
This next clip is where Alex kind of gives up the ghost a little bit and shows his cards.
Let's just play it.
Globalism is like neo-colonialism, but it's corporate colonialism over humans, individuals, government, states, old world, new world. It's worldwide colonialism.
Is it Rothschild, Rockefeller?
It's monopoly.
Shit?
It's monopoly capitalism.
Is it
seeking
hold on,
to dominate populations and create centralized systems of monopolies and control. It wants to end innovation. It wants to end upward mobility.
Why do they
want
to end innovation?
Globalism is corporate world government.
Why do they want to stop innovation?
Because they see it. I was just burping. They see it as what they call disruptive technology. And humanity's so powerful, you've already got a monopoly.
So is this a recent consideration after the internet has been invented?
No, globalism is bigger than that, but yes.
Okay.
You're part of that's true. Since they've already got control, they want competition to end. They're in control. They don't want challengers. They've seized control of the human psyche, human development, to the stars. They've got it all. They think they're getting rid of humanity. They're becoming gods. Whatever dimension they're tuned into told them that. So they want debates to end.
Right.
And they want authoritarianism.
Whoa, what happened there?
bolt came off.
And how is Donald Trump going to stop this?
A bolt came off the, you're going crazy.
How do you see it happening?
He's making bolts.
Eddie Bravo to the rescue!
Alex, how are you hoping Donald Trump, what does Donald Trump have to do with blocking
taxes
this?
Are energy siphons. They're vampiric actions.
Of course.
So if he actually cuts taxes to poor people in the middle class and gets rid of tax incentives for really rich, he's not coming after the rich. But from a conservative perspective, so the Republicans are cheering him.
So is that what he wants to do? He wants to cut taxes for everybody?
Except the rich. He's going to increase them.
Wrong. Really?
Oh, yeah.
That seems like the opposite of what a rich guy would do, right?
Wrong.
But he understands, like Henry Ford did, you got to sell a car where people can afford to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay your employees where they can buy it. He wants real prosperity. He doesn't.
This has
Trump
been announced?
Doesn't get off in his limousine driving by burnout old towns.
Has this been announced, this tax plan?
Yeah.
No.
It has. It's on his website, and you know, there's a lot of nonsense on there.
Based on everything he's done so far, no.
Well, he basically
the answer is the exact opposite.
He basically presents it as like there's going to be lower taxes for poor people, and then there's going to be higher taxes for the super rich.
Did not do any of that.
And some economists have broken it down, and it is true under his tax plan. People who make very little would have to pay no taxes, which is true now.
If that at all comes to pass, which it will not.
But it's also true now.
Yeah.
People who make very little are exempt from taxes.
That's called a progressive tax system.
Which exists now.
For a good reason.
So there was some analysis.
It used to exist way better.
There's a bunch of analysis that's been done on Trump's proposed tax plan. And what everyone has found is that top earners would see bigger tax cuts under Trump's plan.
Who would have guessed?
The lowest income group would see a 0.6% cut on their taxes.
Yeah.
So and 0.6% of whatever bullshit they're making is almost nothing.
I mean, when you make very little, 0.6% is more important.
It might matter.
Yeah,
sure.
It does matter.
Sure.
But when you make a lot,
the middle,
say their tax cut, which would be what are we, let's say, okay,
this
top
is
1%,
to, this is
top
broken
1%
to quintiles.
Broken down.
This is
top,
broken, the analysis is broken to quintiles.
Okay.
So it's broken
so
into
let's
five
go with,
groups.
Let's talk with the top five. Let me take a guess as to what their tax cut would be.
Percentage wise.
Top five.
Okay. Lowest? Are you going lowest?
No, I'm going with the ultimate top.
Okay, the top. The top quintile.
Let's go with 22%.
No.
Their
current rate at the top is 31.1.
Right. So they're going to lower it to an extreme extent, right?
27.9. It's a 3.2% drop in their taxes.
You know what? That's not as bad as I thought.
In the top quintile, that's the top group. Now, if you break it down even further, the top 1% drops 6.5%.
Of course.
And the top 0.1% drops 7.3%.
Wonderful.
So he's not.
I'm glad that they get to keep more of their money. I was really concerned that they had too much money.
His tax proposals do lower taxes for poor people, but in
unless you
infinitesimal
count,
ways.
Unless you count the fact that he got rid of the mortgage income tax
immediately.
Like, yeah, no. He's fucked everybody who voted for him.
And our rivers are now poisoned.
Yeah, and our rivers are now on fire. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
We're going to go back to the old days of Cleveland.
I'm excited for our rivers to be made of fire instead of
sure.
water.
It'll be delightful.
Yeah.
But the idea that that there is like this tax thing that he's super progressive about is bullshit.
It's complete bullshit.
It's an absolute lie that sounds good. Like the way that Trump presents it does sound good, but upon further analysis, it's decent for people who aren't making any money. No, it
it's
is.
Not.
You're paying less. You're paying slightly less.
It's not.
But there's huge tax
breaks
paying, for the rich.
You're paying slightly less, yes, but you're going to wind up getting way fewer benefits.
We have one more clip.
One more? Oh, yeah. Shit. We're at the ultimate clip right here.
We're coming to it. And this is where Alex weaves back to his weird Illuminati beliefs, spells out some bullshit.
Excellent.
And betrays his own point about what he believes.
Ooh!
This clip is just labeled bullshit.
The big issues of the world is he never asked me about Ronald Reagan.
I want to know about aliens.
We're still on aliens.
Can we combine both? I keep coming back to that.
We do it?
Because I want to know.
You
what
do,
do they know about aliens?
What do you want me to tell you?
What are they real?
What do you
okay,
mean?
I'll
what do
you
mean?
Right now. And what I say is not political, and it's not from my particular
okay.
perspective.
Okay.
It's from the known knowledge in the universe.
Okay.
All right.
We live in a third dimensional plane. We can see the planets, the galaxies, the suns.
All right.
Hundreds of billions of galaxies photographed, universes. We live in an amazing space-time continuum.
Yeah.
The elites believe that it's not in the third dimension that we're mainly receiving transmissions.
That doesn't make sense.
Ships don't arrive from Alpha Centauri or GD Prime or wherever they're coming from or Betelgeuse.
Betelgeuse.
They come here through interdimensional gates that are much closer through fold space. And so
Isaac Asimov.
We have to discuss the different influences that are in the universe and our fact that we have free will and we decide what we want. I don't believe in any of this. I'm simply telling you what the elites believe.
So they believe that there's another dimension and these beings are from another dimension.
A bunch of dimensions.
And they need baby blood, right? They need, somehow they need baby
well,
blood,
our
right?
Our brain is able right? to tune in. Let me tell you. We're really powerful.
I didn't make this up. Okay.
We're made the image of our creator. Our brain is able to tune into the lowest dimension, the highest dimension. Humans are basically really powerful creatures that can live right close to suns. They're highly radioactive. Nothing else can live this close. We have very short lives because we're like a hive organism that actually lives second to second in the space-time continuum. It's like 100 years. It's a second. And we transmit our data up to be able to live next to like these stargate jump gates that are suns. So because we live so close to these suns, we only have like milliseconds to be alive. So we're actually a hive organism that keeps transmitting up to the next species in our hierarchical system and then down below us. So we're alive right now in this continuum and we're trying to progress and make things better. And the elites are trying to make sure that we don't dial into that incredible knowledge we've got as a species and basically die as a species so that we're not competitors on the next level, as the Bible says, of the interdimensional plane.
But
God
you don't,
damn,
you don't
that
believe
sounded
that,
good.
But you don't believe that. You're just saying that's what they believe.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Okay.
I don't believe in anything.
What do you believe?
I believe in research.
Do you think that – I believe in research, too. Do you think that there is something from other dimensions that can access us?
We are other dimensions. The third
inside
dimension is only one limited plane in a larger spectrum.
So you do believe what
so we're
they
a
believe.
Part of that spectrum.
Well, let's just say we're not in Kansas anymore.
Whoops. His whole thing about like not believing this, it's what the elites believe. He just admitted that he does believe it. And what he believes is
all those words,
nonsense.
All of those words. All
yeah.
of those words.
Yeah,
did
those
you hear
words.
All those words?
I did.
Those words are not connected to other words in all of those words.
No, not many of them.
I've heard a lot of those words before, but never in the order that those words were said.
I have on Reddit troll posts.
Those were the craziest words I've said in the same words.
No,
all the words.
But it all does make total sense if you...
No!
No, it makes total sense if you have access to... Like a lot of this weirdo internet culture, like it's part of the. It goes back to him having sources that aren't real. It goes back to this thing where he believes his callers that call in that tell him like, "Hey, Memphis DOT is out on the roads." You know, like that shit. He believes that
I
it becomes
hate
a conspiracy
it when the Department of Transportation comes out on the.
He
road.
Reads something on some blog or some message board, and it becomes reality to him. It's the same thing. It happens
this
over
is,
and over and over again.
This
and it's
is
happening
the,
now in the conspiracy world.
See, this is the thing about this episode that makes me question a lot of the things that I've said on other episodes, is this is him with his guard down.
Yeah.
Like, this is not him performing.
Nope.
This is him letting what he believes in reality,
well,
like, kind of fly through.
When he yelled at Joe a little bit earlier, that
yeah.
was kind of performative, but
yeah.
the rest of it is just...
Well, no, not
is,
even that. Like
me speaking from the heart.
He's drunk, he's fucking high, he's letting it fly.
And he doesn't sound like himself.
I apologize for rhyming.
No, you're fine.
I will never forgive myself. No, he's revealing all of those deep-seated beliefs he have.
Yeah.
Which is batshit insanity. Like, mm-hmm. he's, like, the simple idea that dimensions exist the way that he's described him is so insane.
But to be fair, that's I'm fine with that.
That's the least of the insane things that he said. Like, he's just him saying
that,
like,
part I'm cool with.
Oh, we're on the third dimension. You're like, well, that's the least crazy thing you've said. We exist in three dimensions. Like that.
I meditate a lot, and like I've had experience with like lucid dreams.
Right.
And I feel like there have been things that I've tapped into that aren't
right.
really just my brain.
Yeah.
I'm maybe accessing something from outside myself.
Yeah.
And so, like, that idea of, like, tiered existence, maybe there's something to it. You know what, though? I'm not going to base my worldview
on it. That is exactly where we become friends.
Or I'm not going to base my fear of the government on it.
How is it that interdimensional beings is the least of what we're talking about?
I don't know.
The fact that he even believes in interdimensional beings
yeah.
from Beetle... Goose. Yeah, 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 yeah. From, like,
he likes to mispronounce
what?
Things for fun,
what?
Though.
No. That man is drunk. That man
He's
is
drunk.
High. Fuck off.
He's very drunk.
I am not going to...
I've listened to a lot of episodes of Rogan's podcast. I've never heard him cut someone off.
Batshit.
Like, I've never heard him be like a bartender and be like, you've had enough. That's insane.
He... Okay.
I think there was a feeling, if he drinks more, he's gone.
Let's get into our final, like, this is the final part of this podcast.
We are done with the clips.
All right.
I will say that the show does go on a little bit past this.
Yeah, of course.
And then,
We've got to what we needed to get to.
I didn't want to play, like, some of the embarrassing drunk clips. Like, if you listen to the end
yeah,
of
we would
it,
hate it if he felt bad about himself.
It's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
There's a part where he tries to get Eddie to punch him in the shoulder. And it's just like, it's like an idiot who you don't want at a party who's too drunk, like trying to get attention.
Right.
And it actually made me feel very dirty. And it's part of the empathy part I was talking about earlier. Like
what made
me feel like I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
And I don't say that in a judgmental way. I just say it in like a, man, I've been there.
It's hard to be an empathetic human being without looking at Alex Jones.
There's an episode. Okay. So my friends.
All right.
Some friends of mine did a radio show in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay.
That went from 2 to 5 in the morning.
That's the wrong time to have a radio show.
It was local access.
Of course.
And so people would show up there and get drunk at the studio. And
okay.
On my birthday one year, I went and I was fucking wasted.
Excellent.
And I just started, like, just talking about how great National Treasure was. I ramble, but I talk, I'm embarrassed to listen back to it.
Okay.
I keep getting kicked off the air because I keep cussing. And then they keep bringing me back into the studio and then I cuss.
Cause you're
again,
great.
And then I get kicked out. Like, it's just a cycle.
Right.
I did that on my birthday one year, and then like a year later, I found out that my brother had made a DVD or a CD of the audio of it. And had been giving it to people. Because he thought it was hilarious.
It's probably hilarious.
I can't muster the courage to listen to it, but it probably
Patreon subscribers, yeah.
Dude, real talk? For sure. I will put that out for them. But like, I get the idea of being too drunk to be on a broadcast.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing. I empathize with that. I get that.
Yeah.
When I was on that broadcast, I wasn't trying to explain truth about the globalists.
Well, but that's
just talking shit.
That's the conversation for us to have right now. At what point are we going to get into the whole in vino veritas thing? Like
literal vino.
Exactly. Like, okay. Is he drunk and high enough to tell the truth?
Well, when I was wasted,
or is he too drunk and too high to make any sense?
Here's where I would draw the line. When I was on that show on my birthday at 2 a.m.
Right.
I didn't say anything that I don't agree with. I just talked about how great Nicolas Cage was a bunch.
He is great.
I might have said some hacky jokes, I might have repeated some things that I'd heard other places.
Right.
As conversation. Who yeah. knows? But I didn't say anything that
life
was
is a funny, unpredictable
untrue to
thing.
My core.
Yeah.
I believe that I don't think that when you're drunk, you're your truest form.
Right.
But I don't think when you're wasted, you're capable of coming up with something that isn't really you.
Okay. That's an interesting idea.
I think that it's a middle ground.
See, as a mentally ill person, of the bipolar faith.
Ugh. We get it.
Yeah. Ugh. Are you going to just ride on that for the rest of your life?
Jordan, get a fucking personality outside of your diagnosis, you dumb.
How about develop your own identity, asshole? Right. No, so as far as my experience with that, right? So when I'm manic, it is not that I am accessing some sort of inner self that is not allowed to come out whenever mm-hmm. I'm under control, so much as it is a like constant aspect of creation.
Okay.
Like every single moment is me creating some new moment.
Uh-huh.
So whenever I listen, yeah, aggressively. Yeah. To the point where the moment that I've just created is the only moment that has ever existed in the history of the world.
And there needs to be another one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The next one is going to be way better than the one that I just said.
Yeah.
Now, that is, however, not what I would describe being drunk as. Like, to me, being drunk is just loosening all of those guards you have.
Yeah.
So to me, listening to him talk when he is shit-faced, I imagine he wakes up the next day saying, oh, I was drunk and I shouldn't have said that. Not, I was drunk and I made all that shit up.
Well, he did do a show the next day.
Okay.
And he didn't. He only had, the only thing he said about it was that Joe Rogan's podcast is one of the most downloaded in the world. And he
of
set
course.
Records
of
when
course.
I was on
oh.
it. And, you know.
And I'm sure they did.
They did.
And of course they did.
He's not lying in terms of that. I don't, like, for me, I drink, and maybe it's just my physiology or whatever, but, like, I get hungover, and I'm just, like, so ashamed of everything. Even when I just say truth,
right.
I am ashamed of it.
Right.
But
I genuinely think that what wound up happening was he got caught in a couple of different spirals.
But he didn't get caught.
No. I mean, not in, like, he got caught gotcha-wise,
oh, okay.
but, like, in his... like physical brain chemistry, he got caught in two ways. One, he got caught into this spiral of saying the underpinnings of what all of his beliefs are, which are that if you genuinely think there are interdimensional beings,
he that, does.
Yeah, exactly. That justifies every single conspiracy theory that he's got. It is the underpinning of it, right?
That's who's that's who's propping up George Soros.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't
it's
matter
not Jews.
No,
it's demons.
No, he's not racist. He's not anti-Semitic. He's not anything. It's,
you just don't
it's
get it.
Interdimensional beings.
Yeah,
and even if you tried to understand it, you couldn't. They're interdimensional beings.
And when you call him a racist or an anti-Semite, you just don't get it.
Exactly. You don't. Get it.
You don't get it.
Because you are living on this second dimension
no,
plane.
No, third.
Whereas
but
he's
so
on the fourth dimension. Well, human beings
so
are on the fifth or sixth.
Third.
Yeah. Now, there's that part, and then there's also the part that is the exaggeration part, where...
All my sources are amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Where he goes into all of that, like, oh, there's 12 dimensions. He doesn't really believe that 12-dimensional nonsense. What he believes is that there's six dimensions and he's just going overboard. Like that kind of a thing.
Oh,
like,
that's interesting.
I genuinely think.
Let's use car dealer-ish.
That all of the stuff that he said is exactly what he believes, but just he exaggerates it to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wants Joe Rogan to think he's cool so bad.
That they're like, there's the. So
he wants Joe Rogan
yeah.
to like him.
Yeah, no doubt.
So bad.
No doubt.
It is, It is pathetic.
Well, but it goes against his whole narrative of being like, I'm not impressed by stars and stuff.
Oh,
but to be fair, him and Joe give, have been friends for years. And, you know, like,
and I, but that's not necessarily a, like, that's not an argument against.
Yeah.
Like, I have plenty of friends who I want to think I'm cool, and all of their names are, Dan Friesen.
I beat you to the gym.
How dare you? We got to it together.
Here's my assessment on that. Here's my like bow that I would put on it.
All right. We're at the end of the show, so yeah, now is the time for the bow. I rhymed again. I'm so sorry.
This is two strikes. I might just fire you as a co-host.
We were getting there anyways.
There's a bunch of shit he's saying, and I think it goes back to what I was saying in the middle of the show. There's two narratives that he's...
How many years ago was that? The middle of the show? Was that 1944?
Yeah, 73. There are two threads that he's weaving, and he's trying to do them in his own brain. And he's not doing a great job. But one of them is the narrative about Trump being great and the taxes and that he doesn't hate immigrants, and that's the propaganda thread. And then the other thread is kind of what deep down he actually believes, and that is that the globalists are a bunch of pedophiles, and they believe in transdimensional beings, and he believes in that too, and he has to fight against that. The passion doesn't come from the Trump wants to lower your taxes.
Right.
The passion comes from the bullshit side.
Yes.
The passion comes from the fantasy world make-em-ups.
Yeah.
And he can't figure out how to make those threads intertwine.
Right.
So on his actual show, all he can talk about is the taxes and all that stuff, but he has the passion of the other shit.
Okay.
But he knows, because he's not that dumb, he knows that if he brings up all this other transdimensional bullshit on his InfoWars show, it's game over.
Yeah.
So he brings it up on Rogan where it's like, no one who hates him is gonna listen and call it out.
Right.
And anyone who does listen to that guy was drunk. Who's
and,
who cares?
And if you're a Joe Rogan listener, you're just gonna be like,
that guy
fucking hilarious.
Either hilarious or that guy gets it. The two.
Or
bands.
I can't stop listening to Kenny Bravos. That's what.
Yeah. So he feels like he's in safe harbor and then he lets out a little bit of that. And from my perspective, I really think that everyone needs to do a much better job of understanding the internet communities where
it's crazy how that guy, that insane person that we just listened to talk about 12th dimensional beings, has more influence over our government right now than CNN.
Not necessarily. He thinks he does.
If he's in with Steve Bannon, does.
Before this gets dark, I think
it's already too dark.
I think we're going to be okay. I think the tide's turning.
Oh, man. Let's see how this goes.
I think the tide's turning.
The ultimate knowledge fight, is the tide turning or not?
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this up. People can follow us at knowledge_fight.
We are on iTunes. We're Knowledge Fight the podcast.
Please subscribe.
Subscribe.
Give us a review. We apologize. This show's been fucking long as shit. Also,
loved it.
If
you
want to send us an email, which we'd enjoy an email, even if you disagree with us, we'd love to engage with you. You can reach us at knowledgefight@gmail.com. Other than that, mind your business. don't try and dox me. I don't know. Jordan,
I think
it's been fun.
I think it's time for somebody to tell us we love you.
Yeah, I guess so. This has been fun, Jordan.
It's of course.
I'll see you next time. But until then, good luck.
Love you.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.